a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toe slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April's scrimp to Aaron's glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble now. This little piggy's begging for dollars. And this little piggy. Show. From revenge porn to felony, it's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent, his empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat, Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube, this little piggy's on Rumble. Piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.
Everybody, welcome to This Little Piggy. It's a show. You know what it is by now. We don't need to run through it. Here's all the people. We got Tukey, Moody, and Carl from Who Are These Hamburgers? I can't think of new things every week. Anyway, welcome, everybody. I was just, real quick before we get into anything, I'm watching the intro, and I built the intro, the video, but I didn't notice the webpage for Todd V. Peterson, which is Mubi's lawyer, says it has a guy on steps with his head in his hand.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And it says, sometimes bad things happen to good people. And it didn't really click until just watching it that time, like, holy shit. That's how he picked that lawyer. 100%. He was like, I am a good person. Like, yes. This revenge this thing happened to me.
What happened to me?
This guy gets me.
Oh, God. Oh, I love that. Welcome to the show, everybody. Jesus Christ. It's been a hailstorm of steel toe goings on this week. I don't even know who we're watching anymore, really. I'm seeing SP's fingerprints all over the Steel Toe show and host, if you know what I mean. Has anybody else noticed that this week?
Yes, absolutely. He's so different, and she is really embedding herself in the show.
It's going to be hard when he decides he's had enough of this seat filler relationship. You know, this SP, which is now has been his rebound twice. But he's talking about her in ways like, this is a good relationship. I'm happy now. I can quit therapy. He's joking about marriage. And if he did do a marriage, it'd be a real marriage. So I don't know. I don't know. It might be real this time.
You think he's really in love? You think that they're going to make it, these two?
I think he's learned his lesson. And now, you know, he downloads information and is able to process and learn faster than Neo in The Matrix.
Yes. No, he said on the show. This week, it was crazy. So he's talking about how he doesn't have anything to say to his therapist anymore.
Nah.
He's not sure if he has to go. He thinks he's all better now.
All
he talked about he learned how to be in a relationship for the first time. But the best is he goes, you know, I feel like I'm just coming out of this whole thing too quickly. I've rebounded from this issue too fast. Right.
He's too amazing. Perfect. He's
yeah, I mean, wonderful. I'm not a narcissist, but I am amazing. It's crazy.
Could it be that, you know, when you remember, do you remember when the relationship was starting a week after the divorce? When he announced he had found an angel, the wind beneath his wings, somebody who gave him confidence. He couldn't do this without her. A good, you know, when you've been in a bad thing, you recognize a good thing. So now I understand like what a good woman is and a strong woman. And she was telling him like, slow down, pump the brakes. Yeah. I don't have to be there every night. It's okay to miss me.
Right. Yes.
And he was like, I'm learning all this. This is wild. What is it? It's okay to miss.
It's okay to date someone.
Right. So, but now it sounds like she's moved in. You know, she's stocking the cupboards. Mm-hmm. She's bringing him drinks and sandwiches on the shows. Mm-hmm. He's calling out to her and yelling things. She's letting Gordy out on the way to work. All this stuff. Now I'm wondering if he's getting smothered and wants out of it.
she's spending time with his kids. I mean, think of it from the kids' perspective. Sorry, Patrick, we're going to go here. Think of it from their perspective. 6 months ago, April was their forever mummy. Like, she was...
I know, but you're not... What you don't realize is he introduced Slam Piece as their temporary mummy, so it's fine. Like, she'll be here for a little bit.
What sort of revolving door of, like, women are these children going to face with him? Like, after Slam Piece is gone, who's the next... Like, there's going to
be... What kind of man after a divorce isn't out there like fucking everything that moves? I don't understand like a guy who's not on the prowl for pussy. That seems strange to me.
It seems like he wants it delivered though, and she's the only previous contact he had.
Uber eats his heart in small town Minnesota.
Well, Tuki has a bit of a
spy report.
I have all of a sudden started being followed by Steel Toe. On Twitter. So what is that? Is that SP? Or is that like, why would Aaron all of a sudden start?
You're a good follow, Tuki.
Within hours of that happening, Steel Toe followed me.
What?
Spy report.
And then
what is happening?
Made a joke about my dead mother in reply to a tweet I had made.
I don't think
Aaron Imhol would do that.
Oh, poor Patrick.
I feel like since Slam Piece is taking over the store, Slam Piece is changing the decor, and Slam Piece is bringing him crumbs for the floor, that she's 100% now taking over the social media slore position. Sorry, I am a little hot.
I've prepared something for this show since we're starting, and I'm a bit of an academic. Patrick, could you share my screen?
Yeah, 100%.
Right.
All right. So I've been thinking about like how does someone go from not being involved in a show?
First of all, why don't you have a splash logo up or something? I got to put up a white screen. You know,
All right.
Call yourself a producer.
All right. Here's a graph. There's fake. It's a Cartesian.
This is the greatest show.
What's the equation? All right, let's find out.
Right, yeah, okay. There's two axes that we measure co-hosts on. We've got behind the scenes versus on camera. So you could go from... right? And then the other one is being not involved to being integral to the show. Okay? So this is the space in which every co-host that you see on any show can really exist. To me, these quadrants are the interesting ones. So when someone's down here at the bottom left, this would be like, I don't know, if like you wouldn't even know that they existed. So think of it like Blind Mike's partner. I don't know if that person exists. I don't know if that person's even a female. Like, you don't know anything about them and they're not involved in the show at all. That would be down here at the bottom
Rusty,
left.
Rusty, my Rusty.
Well, no, your Rusty would be more integral to the show, but behind the scenes. So you never see them on camera, but they are useful and they make the show happen. Then you've got on camera and not involved with the like success of the show. This would be like a Chad Zumok on MLC or something like that.
The Jingles Department. Yeah, we get it.
Yeah. Jen from the Jingles Department.
Too early to start going in on Jenny.
Yeah. Mandolin on the floor would be in the top left. So, right? And then top right is like you're on camera and the show's important. So I think like Johnny Crutches would fit up here in the top left. Because he's on camera, he's not really that involved in the show. Matt is less involved, but he's more on camera because he can walk down the stairs. But Johnny's not able to do that anymore.
This is ridiculous.
Right?
How much time did you spend on this?
This guy has a PhD.
Yeah.
Okay. April,
at the end, at the very top right, you could not be more. You could not be more on camera than in your bikini. And she was GM of of Steel Toe Inc., right?
$50! $50! He got her in a bikini for $50!
She was also in charge of mailing prizes.
Mailing prizes, yeah. So, like,
she didn't do it, but she was in charge.
No, she was in charge of it, though, right?
Totally. So, I've dubbed this line, this is April's trajectory. This is the April Imholt bikini line. This is how you start from not being involved in the show to being in a bikini.
Yep.
All the way up. Look, I need to use my degree for something. So
fantastic.
This is... All right. So I was thinking, like, where does SP fit in this? And where do I think she's going? Because Aaron's learned his lesson. He's not going to let... He's not going to let someone follow the April Imholt bikini line.
No.
All the steel toe people would, like, all the co-hosts would sit above this. He wouldn't let them be integral to the show. He'd put them on camera, and he's the control freak, right?
He wouldn't have anyone on who's funnier or more integral than him.
He's scared of this top thing. So, I propose...
Unless he wanted to take a nap.
I propose that the SP line, the SP trajectory, is this.
Okay.
Whoa. It'll it's almost, would you call that the stretch line?
Stretch mark.
It's like a saggy April.
It looks like inflation under Biden.
Yes. She had kids, so it sags.
Yeah. So what's happening is that, like, he's learned to not put her on camera, but he's allowing her to take over more and more of the show behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Right, so she's taking over the social media. She's like following people,
building a store,
and then, like, over here is like when we found out who she was. Like, we found out that this person exists, and then she's just been slowly increasing how integral she is to the show.
Well,
now we're seeing her text him during the show. She's starting to become more of a character. Mm-hmm. Like, you're starting to hear him talk to her, turning more of a, like, a Tass from Pat Dixon style person. So that's what's happening here. And I think at some point we're going to start seeing...
She'll be Jamie from Joe Rogan.
Well,
pull it up. They pull that up.
Yeah, Jamie or a Jules David. Jules, like someone off screen but involved, and until, like, she's going to absolutely shoot up to be close.
Now, Moody, you left off the most important job that she does for Steel Toe Inc.
Sure.
And that is that she watches all of the haters seethe and then reports back to Aaron all the seething that's going on. So
that
she's
probably
watching this.
Right. Yeah, I'd suggest you could put a third axis in of loyalty to Aaron.
Right.
Axis.
All right.
That also changes over time as their dynamic with the show changes over time.
Right.
Because the more you get involved with this show, the more you have to co-sign delusion. That's an important piece to this. And it's one of the things I've mentioned a couple times on my show lately. One of the key questions I would love to ask April is, walk me through when you started noticing Aaron's lies on the show that you had to go along with, or otherwise everything would fall apart. Our listener numbers have never been better. We've never made more money. We're watching everybody cope and seethe. She knows they haven't seen anybody coping and seething. I want to know if it was like an actual psychological brainwashing that occurred, that she, like, believed what she was saying and what he was saying, or was she starting to get skeptical? What was the wake up moment where she was like, what is he talking about? It's not going well. Mm-hmm.
I also want to ask April what Nick Ricada's cum tastes like, and then ask Aaron and see if the answers match up.
Right. That's get a chart for that. Sweet, salty. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The cum line.
Anyway,
we're going to have Cardiff in here for that.
That's my contribution for the week.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And how long what do you think the timeline's like for this? And what does it depend on?
I
think we'll see SP on camera by the holidays. Sometime around Christmas, New Year's, he'll do like a show. I am shocked he did not have her on at some point during the election thing, since he was on so long.
Well, you asked what it depends on. I think what it depends on is how bad SP wants to be in the spotlight. And based on how she's getting more and more involved in the show, he's talking about her all the time, she's contributing to the content, I think she wants on. Well, she's going to be on sooner than later. Mm-hmm. As soon as she's just like, hey, maybe I could co-host. You know, you're by yourself 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. You probably could use someone to bounce things off of.
Yeah, I think it'll start. You know, we've already seen her like handing him sandwiches and stuff. She's coming down to check on him, make sure he has enough juice in his sippy cup and stuff like that. So eventually I think she'll lean in and do the little hi. You know, there'll be like a little wave.
Yeah.
And it'll start being like, if he ever does get Biddy in there and set up that third camera / second camera.
Here's the real question, though. Forget about when she's going to be on the show. When will Chad Zumok say he's going to fuck her?
Oh, no!
We need a date for that.
Yeah, that's rough.
We know what she looks like. Like, she's been... Yeah. He said her name and people found out who she was. So, I mean, we don't put her picture up here, but you can find it. It's easy. So
leave her alone. Yeah, like course, he was telling people that I said, like, I won't be happy until she can't go outside of her house. It's like, this is insane stuff. Leave her alone. She's a private citizen. She had her chance. She'll learn her lesson. The fact that she started so standoffish from this relationship and everything, but now literally you can draw no other conclusion that she wants to be more and more involved in the show. She's telling him how to act 100%. He's letting it slip. Yeah. He's saying out loud on his show, like, don't say that out loud. Keep that in. Don't let him see the cracks. Like, he's saying shit that 100% she said to him, but she doesn't know he's an untrainable boob. And he just freaks out and starts saying the directives out loud.
But just to reiterate on, you know, you don't want to start fucking with her IRL. She's got little cup holders at home. So she's got people to protect.
Wow. They're both going to get served now. We're both going to get.
They're disgusting movies. Both of them are disgusting.
Yeah, I don't co-sign this.
Yeah, we don't affiliate with these two.
Guys, it is this little piggy. That means we do have a goal. We're trying to reach it. And I hope you can help out with that in some manner. Oh, wait, we already hit it.
Yay!
This is a $1,000 super tip from Sword in the Scale.
What's up, Mike?
Mike Boudet. He's done two of these before. Look, the $1,000 get a little confetti. He says they're confettis. We know this is just some particle plug-in that's nonsense. Look, it looks great. Yay. This is a $1,000 super tip from Mike Boudet. I assume this is some sort of birthday wedding congratulation thing. Thank you.
So we can go then, right? All right. Good to see everyone.
Yeah. All right.
Take care. We're done.
We can take next week off, too.
If that wasn't enough, also, here's a $200 from the Bubba Army.
Oh, nice.
Is this Bubba?
I don't know.
So I told a story about how I remember Bubba being nice to me in sixth grade at Buccaneer Bay. We were very poor, and I wanted to bring my sister and my mom or something to the water park, and I was trying to get them tickets. And he was giving some away for the radio station, and he gave me some tickets for helping him set up for his live remote at Buccaneer Bay. And then I get this $200. This is two tickets to Buccaneer Bay. I think it's because I was putting down Mike Calta, who's his enemy.
Oh, that could be it, yes.
So this could actually be Bubba?
You could be on his radar for that. That's true.
He said, and here's another 20 from Bubba. He said, great content.
That's awesome.
So I don't know if those are real. Thank you very much. But we have already hit the goal.
This little piggy nutted on my leg.
Thank you very much. James Bomber says, God damn it, Moody, shut your trap. I can't hear Mr. Melton over your incessant babbling. Moody's valuable to this program. That was a nice grab.
I think I add something to here, but... Yeah, James Bomber hates me, but if that's what he enjoys, then he's welcome to. He sometimes needs someone to help.
Fair enough.
Aren't you proud of how I put a mic in front of me? That makes up for all my daily technical problems. Mm-hmm. Paul Hidler.
Jesus Christ. EFS, might as well burn this money after those gold donations. No, that seems mean.
Patrick doesn't give a fuck about your $20.
To Patrick's point, Colin Madden, to Patrick's point, I'd like to know from April how it felt to co-sign Aaron's bullshit regarding getting choked out at a wedding reception. Yes, this story we've heard a lot. You guys all know this story?
choked at a wedding.
Oh,
reception.
Yes, I remember this. I remember
with the rap battle.
Yeah, there was a rap battle, and his friend that was getting married got very embarrassed by how good Mubi was at rapping. Now, what's great is we've seen Aaron try to freestyle and rap a million times. Like, it's not even close to passably acceptable.
We haven't seen him freestyle. We've seen him read off. Oh, yeah.
Well, he was pretending to freestyle.
Yeah,
he was pretending. But anyway, apparently he was at his friend's wedding. He challenged his friend to a rap off. His friend got mad that he was better, and his friend started choking Aaron out. And Aaron was like, don't make a scene. Look, you could kill this guy with your index finger, but don't make a scene.
Aaron was the bigger person. Yeah. He makes everyone seethe, even the guy whose wedding he's at. Yeah. It's amazing.
Just go limp. Go limp. Just kill you.
An axis in mathematics is defined as a line that is used to make or mark measurements. The X and Y axis are two important lines of the coordinate plane.
That's a good point. Oh, this is a great
recycling school. That's amazing.
James Bommert's sending in $100. Says Moody, I love you, you little bastard.
Yeah,
I've met Moody's father. He's not a bastard. It's fine.
He's little.
This brings up a great point that we can move on to next.
Don't call me penis a button.
Don't call me penis a button. Nick Riccata has taken an affinity to the Nobody Likes Onions chat, which has drawn me a lot of ire from the Kiwi Farms community, from the Nick Riccata A-Logs. They don't understand why I'm sweeping for Aaron. I'm doing nothing. I'm literally enjoying it all. But he seemed to indicate that Aaron's got a little nubbin button of a penis. Anybody comments?
Well, you'll recall, Patrick, when you started talking about the stuff that you know, behind-the-scenes stuff, and I hadn't gotten to that part of your show yet. I texted you, I'm like, it's got to be a micro-penis. It's got to be what it is. That's what I assumed, and I saw that you did cover that as well, so that definitely wasn't
right.
Part of it. But yeah, the fact that Aaron was so upset, he had to go on the next day when Nick Riccata, all he wrote was, I remember your penis. And the next day, Aaron's like, hey, what does he mean by that? You know, I don't even know. I'm still trying to process what that
his
means.
Parents,
like,
his parents had thoughts.
Yeah, right. His parents talked to him about it.
Imagine
that's your parents a lot of insecurities. Right.
Imagine your parents calling you up to talk about another man's comments on a live stream about your penis.
After like, being estranged from them for years.
Right.
Right. That's a good point, too. It's like, you have to know your son. I can't say anything that I know, or this is my guess. You have to know your son is up to some sort of bi or gay stuff. I don't know how it could not be that. I don't know how it could not be that your son experimented in pleasure with another man a little bit.
It was the drugs. He had no control. I sipped half a line of cocaine. What was I supposed to do?
Right.
The thing is, it's totally fine if he did. It's just him being so adamantly like, no, I didn't do that. I've never been like that. That's what makes it funny.
Well, the biggest insult in that guy's world is calling someone gay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
Absolutely.
Is odd in 2024, but that's what he thinks. And it's weird that maybe there's something that's suppressed that's coming out.
And we know everything he pushes back on really hard and is adamant
that's a good
about.
Yeah.
He's 100% sure.
Don't say April's on drugs. You can't say
April's
that.
On drugs.
Put my foot down.
Everyone knows that me strangling April thing is bullshit. It's the two women who have been married to you have text messages and court documents talking about how you are physically abusive, psychologically abusive, narcissistic, call you a monster. These are two women. It's not girlfriends. It's not side pieces. It's not slam whores. These are women who you married, who know you intimately in and out on the daily. They know you.
Keep seething over facts, Melton.
So he would go like, I'm not even addressing that. We know it's not true. When again, we know it is true. So everything he put, I would never do gay. I would never do gay. It's like,
we've got a fun show. I'm the best at broadcasting. The show's the best. And then he apologized for 6 months of the worst shows of his life. Whereas every show he was talking about how fun the show is.
Also, Carl and Mersh are forcing it really hard to like find something wrong with Steel Toe to make fun of. Hold on, but you said your show is shit for 6 months.
We have to do it right now. I do want to play the clip of him talking about me from this week and just address a few things on there.
Sure.
How you've fallen?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yes.
Oh, that must have hurt.
Well, look, Carl, your little show's failing, he said.
All right, let's just play the clip.
Yeah, bring it up.
if we're going to talk about it, I'll share my screen.
Play a clip.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't have a chart or a graph.
I actually didn't know that you had a saying, play the clip, Carl. My play a clip claim more organically because he always accuses people of everything. He even said this week, anyone can play a clip of my haters seething. And it's like, right, yeah. Anyone but you?
I've never seen one. I'm still waiting. Okay, let's check this out, and I'll just pause it and respond.
And from Mock
no,
Moody.
No Hickman, audio. No,
says, I do the Steel Toe Morning Show Obsession Show with Carl and
Moody? Why are you saying Carl and Queers? I mean, I appreciate you not loving being with these guys, but still.
Yeah, is this really you, or have you been fucking with him?
No. There's an imposter. Sometimes he's in the NLL chat. Sometimes he's in other chats causing havoc. Mm-hmm. And he's got a real problem with me because he thinks I reported him for impersonation. But anyone can click the report for impersonation button on YouTube. And now he's making
that button personally.
And seething.
Leave him alone. He just wants to impersonate you. What's the big deal?
I'm sorry.
I don't agree with you. Oh, really? You reporting him for that.
Thanks.
Moody, be better. Right. Be better. You're better than this, Moody.
I'm sorry.
let's play the clip.
Yeah, Carl's kind of getting shit on for that. People are like, this is weird. This is mm-hmm.
so this where? Is one of my favorite things that he says, people are like
everywhere.
Right there. Just like, you know, guys, I don't have to say this. It's just like people keep saying this stuff. It's crazy.
The best part about it is the only places on the internet he ever references are Reddit and Kiwi Farms.
Correct.
And if it's about him or somebody he doesn't like, he goes, you're just one of those sad Redditors, one of those sad Kiwi Farms guys. And then he's like, dude, you should see on Reddit, they're destroying Carl. And they aren't. Like, I don't know where these posts are.
It is such a wacky way to be. We saw this with Stuttering John, where John would call Reddit the hate sites. And he'd be like, I don't go on the hate sites. And then all of a sudden, people started hating Shuli, and he's just like, this Reddit's fucking awesome. He's on Reddit every episode, scrolling through Shuli's Anonymous.
They don't understand that, like, every Reddit, every subreddit is like a different website. Like, it's not, you can't go, people on Reddit are fucked up. It's like, what?
The Steel Toe Boring Show one is run by Soft Weekly, I think, who's been one of the longest time A-logs of Steel Toe.
How's that possible? But then, he's a retard.
he's an alcoholic.
Didn't you hang out with him? Didn't you go on his show in Detroit when we were there?
No, did you hang out with him? I didn't have time to go on his show, but I did see him at the bar. I still thought he was retarded. He's not retarded?
I talked to him at the bar, too.
He's not retarded?
Anyway, moving on. So here's the clip.
I thought he was retarded.
Yeah, Carl's kind of getting shit on for that. People are like, this is weird. This is a little too obsessive. Mm-hmm, this is strange. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because a couple years ago, Carl called me and he said, this Melton guy's getting weirdo. You do a good show.
Whoa.
Wow.
All right. Well, that was Carl, everybody.
Dick.
I will address this real quick. I did call Aaron. I didn't say you do a good show. That's how he remembers it.
Yeah, well, Aaron acts like that's like a formal greeting to royalty. Yeah. Like people meet me, of course, they tip the hat, they bow, they go, you do a great show. And then we get into business.
Right.
But so Carl, I'll just. Did you ahead, in fact it. Say this Melton guy? Ugh, what about that guy or whatever?
The reason why I called him was specifically about Patrick Melton, because at that time, those guys were giving out sweepstakes with their prizes if you super chat them. Mm. And it is against the law to have a sweepstakes where there isn't a no money entry opportunity. And so Patrick was going on and talking about reporting him to the district attorney or whoever they were going to report him to in the state of Minnesota. And I was like, well, you don't have to get fucking real life things involved in this. It's just internet wars. It's just jokes. So Aaron and I were talking about that. And I still feel that way, by the way.
And you brought me on your show and you go, don't you think you went a little bit overboard? And I think I went, Yeah, maybe.
I addressed it with you directly. You came on the show. I talked to you about it. You're like, they never prosecute people for that kind of thing. I'm like, okay, but still, I mean, they might. It is against the law what he's doing. So.
Look, I 100% support everyone still going and reporting Aaron's prize. No, I'm kidding. But no, the thing about it is it was so flagrantly. It wasn't even the of course you can say to your chat, hey, we're giving away a hat today. Hey, we're giving away an overdose membership. Hey, we're giving away whatever. No one's going to report that. It is technically, if you're not doing it the right way, it is technically illegal. You are technically violating YouTube's terms. No one cares. It's like going 5 miles over the speed limit. No one's really giving a fuck. The problem was he had wrapped all that on top of an actual scam, an actual grift.
Right.
Yeah.
Where he was, to this day, he does it. Like, guys, you can win a Stoney's gift card by donating $20.
Yeah, right. It's not winning.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You win a $50 gift card by donating $20. It's like, this isn't a contest. This is an idiot test.
All right, let's get back to the clip.
And he said, this Melton guy's getting weirdo. You do a good show. Mm-hmm. But Carl saw the opportunity. He didn't want to miss the bus. Carl's got to be honest. He didn't want to miss the steel toe bus. Carl's kind of become a caricature of what that show used to be. And Carl didn't want to miss the steel toe bus. He didn't have anything else. He knew that latching onto the toe was the only way he could keep business going.
Okay. So
it's such a small portion of my show.
And doing this show once a week is a blast. I just have fun with you guys doing this, not making money doing this today.
Do you know how much of your show I need to skip in order to get to the steel toe segments?
All of it.
Yeah.
We rarely cover them. I know. Exactly. But I love that Aaron's just like, Carl didn't have anything else, so we had to do this. He had to glom on to.
It's such cope. I mean, the only reason someone can hate him is because they're not, first of all, even by his own logic, it doesn't make sense. The steel toe train. Why is there a train making fun of you? Why are there show after show after show making fun of you? And why is it so lucrative?
If I abandoned everything I was doing on Who Are These Podcasts to make fun of him, that wouldn't be a good thing for him. That'd be horrible. Yeah, he's fucking up really bad.
Look, you could maybe say this about you and Stuttering John. Maybe. Yeah. People say it about me and Steel Toe.
Sure.
I don't need to argue. We know in our head. Look, I've been doing this a long time since before Steel Toe. Like, Steel Toe is what helped me pop on YouTube 100%. But I've been making a living at this show for a long time. When Steel Toe goes away, I shall find other idiots to laugh at. There's no shortage of them. We talked about how many podcasts there were on your show Wednesday, Carl, and how many are bad. It's like, these guys are around. You can find them.
You know Soft Weekly does a podcast, right?
I heard that guy's a retard.
I heard he's retarded too. I heard that.
But Steel Toe is so interesting, like, in terms of what's going on. There's just so much happening every week to 2 weeks that you don't. It's like mainlining cringe, you know?
Okay, so good. I don't want to be literal Carl and take this all too seriously, but Aaron just gets away with this shit because he just says this and no one ever says anything different on his show to his viewers. So I just want to make the point that he's trying to say that my show was going to go away if I didn't start making fun of Steel Toe and I had to latch on with Melton in order to do this.
I think everyone paying attention knows. He thinks Chad rules. You know what I mean?
Right.
Dude, his compass is all fucked up.
I'm just looking at the live posters in front of me of the shows I've done over the last 18 months. And I did Hackamania, but I also did a show with Shuli DabbleCon. I did it with Drew Lane in Detroit. We did it with Revenge of the Sis in Tampa. I did one with Dick Masterson in Philadelphia. I'm not just I got to be with Melton to make fun of the toe every day. This is my new thing now. It's retarded. It's a retarded thing to say.
Yeah, well, first of all, he said the same thing with me. He said, I was dying, so I latched onto you because it was the only thing to save my show. But now your show's dying, so you hopped on the Melton train to make fun of Steel Toe. It's like, which is it? Are we each other's life support?
This guy's such a bad broadcaster. He just talks. There's nothing behind this. I'm saying something different the next day, be the exact opposite. But let's keep this.
Shut up, Carl. Don't give away all the secrets.
Let's keep this going.
And look. No animosity towards Carl, because I totally understand what you're doing. I get it. I empathize. It's totally fine. I endure.
He empathizes with me. Well, don't empathize with me. I'm doing very well.
Remember, this is what happened with Kiki and Gino, too. He paid them more money than anyone ever has.
Oh, right.
And then they were, after the Compound merger, they were hurting so bad, they had no other choice but to turn on Steel Toe and join the train of people making fun of Steel Toe. And he said, I don't blame you. I see what you're doing. I know what you're doing. You're hurting for money. You got to do this. It's like, oh, my God. Like, that's nobody genuinely hates this guy. It's always a convenience of opportunity or financial gain.
It's his next level up from, you know, when he pretends to like you. That's how he knows that. That's how you know that he's he thinks he can control you and he's better than you.
Right.
And then the next step is, oh, I know what he's doing. It's fine. I understand it. I empathize it. Look, if I liked talent as much as he did, I'd probably do the same thing.
Right.
Like, that's that's where he's at.
Toby never realized how much Carl stinks.
he's convincing you right now?
Yes, I needed this.
I shouldn't have played this clip. It's backfiring on me. God damn it.
Wake up call.
You do look desperate, covering it and defending yourself. This looks sad.
I know.
And what you're doing. I get it. I empathize. It's totally fine. I endorse what you're doing 100%. Mm-hmm. To whatever you got to do to keep business.
I know. I was looking for his endorsement. That's like,
well, first of all, why is Carl doing this? But I endorse it.
Like, what? Right? You're right.
he's about to say something stupid like, however, you have to keep the lights on.
Yeah.
Steel Toe is not keeping your lights on.
No, definitely not.
Really fine. I endorse what you're doing 100%. To keep, whatever you got to do to keep business going. Lord knows I understand. But the 180 he did, the fact that he didn't have any impetus, any reason to do the 180 he did.
Okay, let me address that. This is ridiculous because I went to bat for this asshole. I called into Melton's show. I said, you're wrong about this April thing. I literally, Aaron, you're such an asshole. I was sticking up for you.
Carl's funny.
I was like, dude, they're not getting a divorce. This is all bullshit. She's going to show up next to him on Monday. You guys are all going to look foolish. He's but this is elaborate work. He loves wrestling. He does that sort of thing. I went to bat for him, and then I found out that he was lying to everyone for the last 6 months.
Yeah, which is, like, that's the same reaction. Like, if you're looking for the best in people, Carl, and you don't know that person very well, of course it's all a work. Like, it doesn't make sense that there'd be this shitty of a person that would lie as much as he does and abuse everyone around
him. I was giving the benefit of the doubt, and now all he does is just be like, Carl's a piece of shit, huh? I'm like, no, I was actually trying to stick up for you, asshole. And then I found out you're a piece of shit.
If it makes you feel any better, he's been lying to his audience for way more than 6 months.
Well, okay, so again, to your point earlier, so Aaron's going, Carl used to say my show was great, now he's pretending to not like it because that's what, you know, he's got to do to make money. Aaron, like you said earlier, admitted his show has sucked from November through April. The show is complete garbage. My show makes fun of bad podcasts. What do you want from me? It's an obligation I have.
And you can avoid it for a while. You can avoid it for a while. Once it starts making news and your wife gets arrested for cocaine and you've been lying to every one of your friends. Like, this thing, even Grinch Girl, that post and stuff, you know, like, it's very apparent you're not honest with your friend. Like, you don't tell your friends what's going on in your life. And her parents, your parents, all this stuff. And now he wants to act like he's done with therapy and he's got all his relationships under control and he understands life. It's so insane. Like, there's no more of a broken person interpersonally and regarding his own identity. The denial is so wild.
But I started paying attention to him when he finally admitted that April was gone and they were getting a divorce. And then he started doing all those little things where he was teasing that she has a drug problem and he doesn't have a drug problem. And there was all this crazy shit going on and swinging. Like, all these things were just being teased from episode to episode. And I'm like, this is fascinating. Of course I'm going to cover this. And then the real news broke is, like, you know, the Keto Casino interview. And you're like, holy shit. I mean, how are you not talking about this?
And the trend. And Mersh now is like covering him almost every night. And so it's like you can keep on acting like you don't know what the fuck everybody's talking about. Like, I don't know what's wrong with Mersh. I guess the drugs and alcohol finally clicked in his brain and broke him because he hates Steel Toe now. Guys, I'm getting a communication that you might be very interested in before you finish this clip.
Yeah.
Spy report.
Should we send a link to Nicholas Riccata?
You know the answer to that.
Who? Who? Who's that?
What?
Yeah, finish your clip. I'll send this link.
Yes. All right. I love it. Okay. Let's hear the rest of this.
This is going to be a big one today.
That tells you all you need to know about a guy like Carl. He's crafted himself a nice little image, but the worm kind of comes through. I mean,
I think now he's talking about my looks. I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure what this means. Maybe you guys can help me out.
I mean, sometimes you can judge a book by looking at the cover. Melton's one of them. Carl's one of them. No matter.
I don't know how a guy with a hairline like that is calling me out of my looks, but okay.
Hey, that is a neat haircut, Carl. Like Johnny Unitas.
Checked out there.
He was a geek.
The worm comes, the insecurity comes through. That's for certain.
The worm.
I wish him the best of luck with his little show. A lot.
Okay. Your little show. two things there. First off, him talking about my insecurity is insane. That made me laugh out loud when I saw this clip. That one made me laugh out. I was just kind of listening, like, okay, okay. And then he goes, yeah, his insecurity shot. I'm like, my insecurity. All right, Aaron, if you say so. And then, yeah, he calls, he wishes me luck with my little show.
Through. That's for certain. But I wish him the best of luck with his little show. A lot of people think it's kind of snaky, but
a lot of people think it's kind of snaky.
People have been saying
rat fuck.
What is that? People
on Reddit are eating Carl alive.
They think he's a little
wormy snake. You snaky worm. You wormy no-legged serpent creature thing.
Is he thinking about my dick? Is this what's going on?
Yeah.
That's weird. Very phallic description.
He misses your worm.
It's the internet. To each their own.
And the other thing I wanted to point out, I'll stop sharing this, but thanks for letting me do that. I did want to explain that. The other thing that I pointed out when we weren't covering Steel Toe, before we started covering it, I said, you know, Steel Toe, boring show, the subreddit, it seems like these guys aren't having fun, but like trying to like ruin people's lives. Like I enjoy Dabblers Anonymous because people are having fun. They're making videos. They're making art. We're all enjoying this kind of stuff. So I checked the subreddit today, and here are two recent posts. Call all of the radio stations in St. Cloud, Minnesota area to let them know not to hire Aaron and the Steel Toe Morning Show. He's a felon and had a criminal record.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so. I also think that's shitty, Carl. You only need to call KNSI.
Well,
that's the only. No, I'm kidding.
And then here's another one. It says Mubi thinks people will call the radio station to complain. No, they will call the advertisers.
Right.
The advertisers don't play. It's like, this is what they're rooting for. Is it the guy? I hope he gets a job at radio. That'd be great. Look, I'd love
you
to
don't
see
have
that.
To. You don't have to root for stuff like this. The internet does this stuff on its own,
right?
And you don't have to root for it. Like right. it. This just will happen because that is what happens.
The most fun that will happen here is if he does end up getting a radio gig. Like to see it not match up to reality, that the income from it isn't really going to help him out too much, and he's going to still need to beg every week for the goal while he's on the radio, and then the fall off of the radio because it's not sustainable.
Well, I'll tease this now. I actually have been contacted by somebody who claims to have intimate knowledge.
Spy report.
Spy report.
What Aaron's what Nick's cum tastes like?
Of some of the, look, the radio deal that Aaron is trying to float, that he's trying to get at this radio station, KNSI, in St. Cloud. I guess it's not in the family of stations he worked at before.
Not one.
But
obviously not. He got fired from that.
Right.
Yeah. I'll go over that in just a second. Let's knock these out. Krautcat, thank you for gifting a Nobody Likes Onions membership. We appreciate that. And Imholt battered me, became a member. Thank you very much.
Like before frying or.
And then let me knock these out real quick.
I prepared a disc analysis of the show for everyone to determine what kind of Steel Toe co-host you are. As you see here, Patrick, you fall into the lower corner of Corey Quadrant. Really Patrick. Riveting.
Corey Quadrant. Yeah, where was Corey on that? Was he integral to the show?
I don't think he was. Probably a little bit further to the right than
I think
the
he
other
started
two.
Out more integral, and I think Corey is actually far funnier. Mm-hmm. Johnny's actually funnier than Aaron too. That's why Aaron holds these guys down. You know what I mean?
Matt had energy as well and pep on his own show. And
shut
that
up,
was
Grinch
awesome.
Girl. Yeah, Matt was really diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
Crowdcat says, please, Carl, can you get Mersh out to Back to Hack? Hackamania 2. Love you, Moody. Yeah, what's the update on Mersh? Are we going to be able to get Mersh on here? Have you talked to him? Hold on. Why is Carl muted?
You're muted. I don't know.
That's my fault. He seemed to be going after you pretty hard this week. I think that
I'm fine with that though. I'm not mad.
Okay. He seems to be upset with you. I don't know.
I've said horrible things about him, so I understand his resistance. But he's saying horrible things about me. That's what we're doing. I don't take any of it personal.
Is there anyone who hasn't said horrible things about Mersh though? Is there anyone?
Yeah, but like, why take it personal? You got to be able to laugh this up and have fun. Like, we just saw one of your live events, so you know this would be a step up, Mersh.
Female cop. Female cop.
He played video from one of his live events, and it's rough.
Female cop.
He's never coming on, is he? Because I can't shut my mouth.
Oh, yeah. Did he ever mention coming in the room and leaving?
Has he answered any of your communications?
We have not messaged since then. I should reach out to him and see what happens.
What a piece of shit, Carl. You like this. You like the constant.
He's just afraid of bad news and doesn't want to risk rocking the boat.
Female.
Carl's afraid he'll have to start making fun of Mersh to keep his show alive.
Actually, I had an idea today, guys. When we were playing Aaron addressing me directly, mm-hmm. I had a lot of success last year with one-on-ones with Stuttering John Melendez. Him and I both did shows on each other's channels and kind of debated stuff. I might want to put an invitation out to Aaron, since he's got me all figured out and he knows what I need to do to get my little show, keep business rolling in by glomming onto your coattails. Would people want to see Aaron and Carl debate? Like,
yes.
One-on-one,
former
conversation.
Best friends.
Yes, former best friends. We can talk about the good old times.
Carl, you know just as well as I do that'll never happen. He's not going to put himself in a position where someone can trap him. He'll only do shows with these low IQ guys like the Aussie guy.
Whoa! I see what you did.
Don't talk about Deed like that.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Like, minute the Aussie guy started asking tough questions, especially about his history of abuse, Aaron's answer to that is, you know what? I probably won't let you interview me because the way you handled this, you're being a cunt. You're being a real piece of shit cunt. Like, he was getting mad. So, like, it'll never happen.
And he lied. Like, he talked about how the radio gig was still on. It was just a little bit delayed. And then a couple weeks later, he said, I haven't reached out to them because I'm afraid of bad news.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I can, I'll reach out. I'll text him. I still have his number, I believe. I'll text him and see if he wants to do a one-on-one debate.
Please, for the love of God, Carl, enough's enough.
The only time Aaron could come during sex with me is if I talked like Dr. Girlfriend. And Nick's cum tastes like 15-year Macallan scotch.
I knew it. I knew it.
Don't swallow too much. You'll vomit.
I knew it.
Silence, do good. Don't forget, one of Aaron's main defenses for April saying he beat her is, yeah, sure, ex-wives don't lie. She said that long before the divorce. Well, this is the narrative that, like, yeah, she's bitter about a breakup and she's hurt, so she's lashing out. These are from 2022. They were newlyweds. They were married for 6 months, and April was already calling him a monster. He can't change. He's narcissistic. He's choked me, headbutted me. It's happened multiple times. Like, this is all in court documents. So someone perjured themselves to lie in a private conversation they didn't know would even come out later. Like, come on, man.
She got in the time machine.
I too endorse it, Carl.
She got in the time machine, went back in time when she knew that she was getting divorced and made up these. Yeah,
she's a timeline hopper.
I too endorse it, Carl.
I don't know what that means.
Carl, you ignorant slut. As it were, I endorse.
All right. As it were. Crowdcat, I'd give Mersh $500 out of my own pocket to come back to Hackamania 2, the fat strike back. I don't know. We're trying to get him on a show, not even Hackamania 2. We're just trying to, like,
we're trying to squash it. Can Mersh even travel over state lines? When's the last time he left Florida?
Mersh can't travel over
asking. Lines. I don't know Spy what's
report.
Going on.
Spy report. Spy report.
Jesus Spy report. Christ.
he went to Vegas, like, just a bit over a year ago for the fish lunch, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for the Sneeko slap fight.
We got a fish lunch.
All right. I have two things I want to get into, and then the second one's the radio stuff. But these two things happened in the same show, and now that we're showing clips because we're lazy, mm-hmm. I thought we'd revisit this together. Mm-hmm. Tell me, will you guys be able to hear this? I don't even know. I hope so.
Let's go to funeral director.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Actually, Matthew Q started us off tonight with $5 over on PayPal. Thank you, Matthew Q. He also had a question that we'll get to.
I love that. That's my favorite freeze frame of the week. Cro-Magnon ape-like Aaron.
Also, another Matthew dropped $100 on Steel Toe after the morning show ended.
Did you notice he does that with his middle finger? That's a fuck you. That's a subtle fuck you. Watch it.
Dropped $100 on Steel Toe after the morning show ended. I'm sorry.
No one
He's
told
sorry.
Me he was going to be boasting.
He's sorry.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I can't see it. I'm not looking at the chat, but I can just hear the molding and the seething from Steel Toe haters. Why does that bother you when that shit happens? I have to ask.
It doesn't.
Who is he talking to?
He's talking to Tukey because it drives Tukey insane. Who are you idiots that just keep giving this moron money? He doesn't care about you. Even when he gets the money, then he wants to stop the show. You're all stupid. You're all idiots. He would do the show for free for 4 hours. You're paying for 30 minutes. Ah!
It's one of my favorite things when he makes up an enemy and then gets one over on them in his mind. He like invented a fight and won.
Well, this is literally happening right now with Stuttering John and Kevin Brennan. So that's the level of people that we're talking about. I get upset about this stuff. John pretended he bought a boat.
Yeah, I'm very familiar.
Oh, there's a new update from today's show with Clay Dabbler. So John says he bought a boat, and then Kevin Brennan did a whole show about how then John admitted he didn't have a boat. And so Kevin said, oh, John's poor and he can't afford a boat. And so John came out today and he goes, oh, I do own a boat. And I just said I didn't own a boat just to fuck with Kevin even more. So now Kevin's going to be upset again that he does own a boat. Like, I went on Point Dabble Point. It'll be again on my channel this Monday at 4 o'clock. I went on Point Dabble Point the other day and we were talking about how I hope John bought a boat. Boat ownership is very difficult to deal with. It's so expensive.
My dad bought a boat. I think he had a couple boats like before I was born and stuff. But when I was about 8-9 years old, my dad bought a boat. We took a used boat. We took it out once. It broke down in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yep.
We had to be towed in. He decided he was going to fix the engine himself. He dismantled this thing in our garage, laid it out on the floor in pieces on a sheet. It sat there for years.
Of course, yes.
We never went out in that boat again.
Before he sold YouTube
it.
Videos.
Yeah, he sold it for parts.
Well, Carl, have you heard what Tukey spies have told him about John's boat?
No, what?
Spy report.
So my spy has been telling me for the last week that John got denied funding or, what do you call it?
A loan?
Yeah, he got denied a loan.
Of course, he's got...
But do you know how much the loan was?
Oh, how much?
$286 a month.
Oh, no, I believe that. Mm-hmm. John can't prove he has steady income.
Mm-hmm.
He got money from YouTube a few months, and then he stopped doing YouTube for a little while, and he was teaching a few years ago. He says no steady income. No one would give that guy a loan.
So my spies are telling me that he got his mom to buy the boat. So somewhere there is information that Osa Melendez owns a boat. And I was kind of worried because I was like, my spy's been right a lot. And then the friend thing came out. But now John is saying he bought the boat. So it is very possible. If anyone can look into it, Osa Melendez possibly owns a boat.
Well, John even said on his show, too, which is hilarious, because someone in the chat was going, you know, John, the maintenance on a boat could get very expensive. And John goes, as long as you don't hit anything, there won't be any maintenance. He doesn't understand.
What?
He's in salt water. He's in the Gulf of Mexico. And he's like, there will be no maintenance.
You don't have to store it or clean it.
It's easy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. All right, back to Aaron. That's what the show's about, guys.
Right.
Focus.
Sorry.
Like, you guys create your own, like, fan fiction around it. Like, it's sincere.
We create fan fiction. Mm-hmm. He's arguing with nobody and winning, but we create fan fiction around our shows.
He's reporting on Kiwi Farms, like, random posts as if it's the truth.
Right.
And we're creating the fan fiction. All right.
Really upset. Hey, Neva, plays a clip or anything like that. It's just, this is what they're doing. Take my word for it.
Oh, I'm not getting super wealthy.
Oh, we all thought you were rich.
Yeah, I mean, you only wear that shirt once a week, so I assume.
All right. These fucking donos come in the middle of the day where someone's like, hey, I feel really bad. I missed you. You missed your goal. Here's $100. Like, you understand we still lost about $40 this morning, which
we lost $40 is interesting phrasing.
Yeah.
I think that's fascinating. He said we lost 190 that time. He views it as already in his pocket. And if it doesn't manifest itself during the 4 hours, that he lost it.
Yeah.
It's an interesting way to look at money.
Yeah. Where he feels like just by doing the show, the audience is in debt to him. And so they're, during the course of the show, they're paying that debt back.
It's literally how women buy handbags. They're like, oh, no, it's $500 off. So I didn't spend $1,500. I saved $500.
Right. We couldn't afford not to get it.
It'd be ridiculous if I didn't buy it. What are you talking about?
I one of my favorite things from the past couple weeks was the when he went into overtime on credit, and it was about 23 minutes into the half hour. And he's like, all right, guys, we need $150. We got 7 minutes left. Otherwise, I've just done 30 minutes for free. And then he went, ugh. he had a visceral reaction to giving his fans free time. He literally went, otherwise I've just done all this for free. He went, ew. Like, it's wild that he doesn't catch these little involuntary things. And that's what's so great about Slanpiece feeding him information is that she doesn't realize he just repeats it all. Like when he said, don't show the cracks. Don't let them see you do that. Act happy on the outside. They don't know you're crumbling. He's like, are you saying this out loud? It's so good.
You know, negligible, that's fine. 40 is not the end of the world. It's fine. You know, we'll just move on from it. But like,
is it not?
You understand?
Right. Like, why is this a part of the show then?
Melton, I know you're not all too familiar with StreamYard, but you see your friend.
I'm sorry. Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. We should pause it here if we're going to have.
Yeah, I had a feeling you didn't see him.
Nick Riccata. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yay! Hey, what's up, Nick?
Hello.
Oh, you know, I just in for my Friday watching of a Midwest weirdo with commentary brought to you by a panel of experts.
You heard of this guy?
You know, he's vaguely familiar. Vaguely familiar. I know some things that you guys may not, though. So
you know things we may not? We watch this guy a lot, Nick. I don't know how you
think I think we got it covered.
I don't think you know him more intimately than we do, unless you have other footage.
I think you can trust me. I probably do know him more intimately than you do. But I consider you all experts.
No.
Well, share with us. We'd love to know some thoughts.
The funny thing is you guys really nail it, like, on his personality and his personality defects. One of the big things with him that I had to learn is that he's a fucking projector, like crazy. Mm-hmm. And he also has a hero complex where he must be the protagonist of every story. I didn't know brains could do this, but I don't think he knows he does it. Like, he automatically rewrites every story where he is the protagonist. Like, he could, I don't know how he can do that sometimes, but he does.
Are you saying that he didn't save your family?
No, shockingly, he didn't. It's kind of funny. Like, people are like, oh, my God, he made SpaghettiOs. I'm like, he made spaghetti. If you saw how my daughter makes the SpaghettiOs, she's just, you know, she's 9, so she wants to be careful getting the hot lava out of a fucking microwave. Like, it's not like he even stood around and made them in a pot like a good dad. No, he was like me. He just was like, put them in the microwave. Jesus. And she warms up the spaghetti. She just needs someone's help getting it out so she doesn't burn her fingers. But she gets everything ready. Like, she makes the SpaghettiOs. I still go and, like, just Okay, here, I'll do that. She makes ramen, too. She loves ramen. It's one of her favorite meals.
You expect us to believe, college-educated men, that your kids were eating before Aaron showed up?
I don't know how they got to the age that they did, but no, they never ate. Not once.
Are you accusing...
Every time they got near the food, I slapped them, and I was like, no! That's for the dog! Not for you!
Are you accusing Aaron of stolen Spaghetti-O valor? Ooh, is this what's happening right now, Nick?
Yes.
No, he made the Spaghetti-Os. He did. He just, like, he makes it out and like, oh my God. The children came and it was a wasteland of depravity. It's like, why were you there then? That doesn't make any sense. Why were you sitting in a wasteland of depravity? That's disgusting. Maybe you were just sitting there watching a movie with three other people, because like adults sit around and watch movies, and like that's cool. And the kid came up and said, can you help? And one adult got up and just did it. It's like, no, they're all coked out of their mind. You don't understand cocaine if you think someone coked out of their mind can't get off of bed. What is wrong with you?
In fairness to Aaron, every time I go over to buy drugs at somebody's house, they always make me hang out for a while. They take my wife in the back room. I don't know what's going on. I get hungry.
Nick, I have a question for you, because people say that I'm sweeping for you. I hear this a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Please come sweep for me. I used to have a giant fat cunt do it in my house, and he left.
Right. So I think that the lowest form human on the planet is a rat. And I see Aaron as a total rat. He ratted you guys out, gave all the dirty secrets out there. Obviously, a lot of consequences from that. I find that to be despicable. When did you realize, or did you realize, that he was capable of that? Because to have someone who's that close to you then blow you in the way that he did is
the
insane
to me.
And blow you out.
I don't know. We all talked about everything beforehand, because it's like, we're all public people, and people can take things in the really wrong way. And they can make something that is one thing into something else. And so, you know, like, we're just not going to ever talk about anything publicly at all, because it's not anybody's fucking business.
It goes without saying. I have a lot of relationships with people that we don't have to tell each other. By the way, this conversation we had, we don't talk about. Like, yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost like if you just think about life in a normal way, and then you look at what Aaron did, you go, oh, God, that's really shitty. Like, that was really scumbaggy to do. You should just, that's all private stuff. You should just kind of leave that alone. I mean, let's not even get into the...
It's important to note that we would not know about any sort of relationship stuff or any of this if Aaron didn't make the rounds. Like, he was on tour.
Correct.
Running his mouth about every single anecdote he could remember. Oh, this one time. Here's another one.
Yeah, it's the problem is, most of his stories, one, he's not a good storyteller, so they're not any good. It's like, these are good stories, you asshole. Like, how do you ruin this stuff? This stuff is funny.
You're fucking up a coke party with strippers? How are you fucking this up?
Bro, he says ick. He says ick to the idea of women being clothed in a way that accentuates certain parts of them. I'm like, oh my, what do you mean ick? What, how gay are you? I thought you were pretty gay, but not that gay.
It doesn't even matter if you're as straight-laced as a Mormon. Like, you should be able to walk around a store full of ball gags and baldos and all that stuff and at least laugh and enjoy it. Like, you should at least be able to point at stuff and be like, that's crazy.
Look, I want to point out that this store in particular that he's talking about is not that store is next door, and I love it. I go there too, but no, this store is literally, it's just outfits, and yes, strippers buy them because all of the outfits are basically one size, which is small. It's the only size that should exist for women's clothing. If you have a size larger than small,
naked fat women everywhere.
No, like, put bags on them and send them away to Asia or whatever. They can eat them, I don't know. But like, so it's one size, it fits the women who go in there, and like, you don't have to strip. I don't know if people know this, but if you put on like something sexy and skimpy, you don't have to actually get on a pole and take it off for money. Like, you could just wear it for someone you like. Like, that's the cool part about these clothes.
His wife was wearing a bikini on his show. Right. He knows this. $50. $50.
Okay, here's some hot Aaron lore. he doesn't like lingerie. Like, he doesn't care for it at all. He's just like, well, why aren't you just naked? It's like, I don't know. Why don't you wrap the present, you weirdo? Like, it's fine. Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
So he never made you wear lingerie after that one time, Nick?
No, and I have drawers and drawers full of it.
He never put on one of the SpaghettiOs as a cock ring? And helicoptered it around.
That was the thing. It who was slipped off.
It fell off, unfortunately.
Oh my god! I can't Come wait. On. I can't wait. I'm so much. So many stories.
Tell us about the button. When you guys were playing Naked Twister, what would hang lower, Aaron's dick or the women's labia?
No, he is exceptionally insecure and could not be naked.
Show his clit. Show his
clit. He couldn't.
He's a never dude.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, like, he's the only guy standing there in a pair of underwear. I'm like, you still wear those? What's wrong with you? And then it's like we're playing Strip Twister, and how do you not end up naked? Like,
that's the point.
That's the goal. Like, yeah, you right. want
it. That's how you win.
Want
right.
to lose. I remember bowling over the women multiple times and going, ha, take off your clothes.
Nick, if he was wearing his underwear, then how do you remember his penis?
Look, that wasn't the only time I was around him. It was just that time.
Nick, that was a phenomenal troll. You did the thing to him that he claims he does, where he's like, yeah, I'll just drop a bomb over here, and I'll just walk away and just let all the ramifications happen when I'm walking away. You literally did that to him. He was crying about it for the next few days on his show.
That was amazing. He's like, I can't believe you're sitting here thinking about my dick. It's like, well, someone has to. You're all alone now.
The way he was acting out how you typed that, like, oh, I love your dick. Like, he was changing what you said. He was changing the way you said it. It was hilarious.
Yeah, no, it's just funny. I just remember it. And I remember standing around. I remember the first time I saw it. And I remember exactly what he said. And it's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
We're listening.
Yeah, you're gonna have to keep listening on that one. That one's gonna. That one's coming later. That one's coming after some simulation.
What's next for you? Sorry, go ahead, Moody.
So you were saying he was perpetually a hero in every one of the stories that he did, but the other interesting thing to me is that he's also a victim in every story. So he's both like the hero and the victim in absolutely every recounting of everything.
It's like the gladiator.
Here's the thing with the stories that he tells. And I'm not going to ask anybody to ever believe me over anybody else. But here's a nice internal test. There's a way to analyze literature and storytelling. There's internal and external verification. When stories are internally inconsistent, you have a more likelihood that they're not true. It doesn't mean they're automatically not true, or doesn't mean that they're entirely not true, but you have a higher likelihood of them not being true. Most of Aaron's stories fail the internal consistency test. They just don't make any sense. You have to believe that Aaron willingly brought his children to a wasteland of drugs and sexual depravity where people were having sex while snorting drugs in front of children and there were dishes in the sink. And you have to believe that he did this every fucking day after his shows. He did this every day. He's like, oh my God, I got to get back to the sexual depravity and the drug using. And I hate the drugs, though. They're really bad.
He wanted to see his wife.
That's where his wife lives.
Well, I knew where she was.
Nick, Tukey here from Tukey Soup. First time, long time, hacka hacka.
Hi.
Can you tell us whether or not Aaron does in fact know what your cum tastes like?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, oh, I knew it.
Yes. No.
Oh my God.
No fucking way.
No further questions.
No.
Tukey's out.
I'm not going to tell the story today. That story's not as, like, okay, so people have.
We should have known this. Why do we know this?
People have speculated on what that story is, and the real story is both better and worse, and I will tell it. Like, I will do it when it's appropriate. I won't do it today. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be – listen, I'm not trying to be a cockhole. Let me say this.
Aaron has been – for all of us.
Aaron has been trying to get me arrested for witness intimidation like a fucking bitch. I've never said anything that should suggest that Aaron should stop talking. I've never done anything to prevent him. I've sat there and let this man fucking disparage, defame me, my wife, and my girlfriend for fucking 6 months without saying a goddamn word about it for real. I've bitched about it and grumbled a couple times, but Jesus Christ, I have been remarkably constrained because I can't act in any way that would prevent him from potentially being a state witness. I don't want to prevent him from being a state witness. If that dumb fucker wants to get on the stand and talk, that'll be great, because I know what he actually said to the cops, and I know what he said to you guys. I know they're different. And the funny thing is, you dumb motherfucker, I have the recordings, because that's how court works. So I can prove all this eventually. But I'm going to wait till the whole process is done so you can't accuse me of somehow intimidating you, you little bitch. I'm just going to go ahead and fucking nuke you from orbit when it doesn't legally matter. And it just ruins your career and your life. Fuck you. Wow. Yeah.
So you're not fond of him?
Yeah. No.
So he's not intimidating him. He's just going to nuke him from orbit. That's
all right, guys, we're going to bring out Aaron. Aaron is here.
Hey, what's up? Can you
imagine? Here's the thing. I'm not gonna do it to stop him from talking. I don't want to stop him from talking. Fuck right. him. Talk all he wants. Talk to the state. If you need to testify, oh, my God, please do. Please give him that witness stand if you need to, my friend. It'll be cathartic for you, I'm sure, to be put under oath and to be cross-examined by my attorney who's talked to me.
What?
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are Aaron's ass imprints still in the cuck chair in your room?
Dude, I don't have a cuck chair in my room.
He sat on the floor.
Of it.
He sat on the floor.
No, I don't know what you guys do, but like the whole cuckold thing takes a whole lot of people's consent.
Yeah.
And one of them is the person doing the fucking, and I don't want some weirdo watching me have sex with anybody. Like, no, that's not true. I want plenty of weirdos to watch me have sex with people. I'm kind of an exhibitionist. I don't mind fucking in public as long as it's appropriate. But here's the thing. I don't want some weirdo sitting there going like jerking off to it. I don't want that. I just want to incidentally be seen fucking like a normal degenerate.
He probably wasn't jerking off. He was probably refreshing PayPal.
Well, yeah, if he was doing that, he definitely wasn't jerking off.
Oh God, we could do it all day.
I want to address something. Diamonds and Henna says that means your wife does too. No, it doesn't. That's the thing. Like, you can find out that you like something that your partner doesn't like and isn't into, and that's okay. Like, it's okay to explore sexuality with your partner and find out that you don't like the same things. And like, then you make compromises about how you do life. I don't know why no one understands this. They're like, oh, one person likes this. That means the other person always does it to the maximum and adds 30 black guys. It's like, whoa, no. What are you talking about? That's not how life works. Like, one of you guys likes sex. That doesn't mean that the other person wants 30 black guys involved. But that's how the internet looks at everything. Look,
I knew you had a lot of property. I didn't know you had...
There are 30 black people in Minnesota. Come on.
I like being at places where nudity is acceptable by everyone around, like a nude beach or nude pool. I just like it. I think it's freeing. I think it's disarming. And I have a good time doing it. I don't run around fucking everybody at the pool. Like, you, that's weird. That'd be a creepy thing to do. My experience is that almost nobody cares about being naked after about 30 seconds. I think that's really healthy for people to understand, because I know a lot of guys out there with body image issues. I used to have them. wrong. And then you go and you realize, no, wait, everybody's just kind of average and everybody's just fine. Nobody actually gives a shit what your dick looks like or your body. Like, they just, it's just like everywhere else. And you go up and you say hi and you'd have a drink at the fucking swim up bar and it's cool. Like, it's not a big deal. But that's not for everyone. I don't, like, I'm not an advocate for it. I just think, I think it'd be healthy for some people to do. But that doesn't mean that just because I like that, the Lady Rackets is into the same type of shit. Like, she's in a lot of the ways she's not. It also doesn't mean that I run around fucking a bunch of people because, hey, I like to do a bunch of stuff my wife doesn't. That means you don't do it most of the time. It's weird how marriage works.
Can you speak to any of the, you know, Aaron said a lot to, like, Kayla was his soulmate and a beautiful girl. He wanted to get her out of there and away from you.
She was a beautiful girl.
Is any of that legit? Like, they were in love with each other, and he made her make noises you never could.
Holy Christ, no, not that one. No, so it's not my story to tell. It never has been. Lady Raggetts, for whatever there is, she is not a person who really likes being out there in public. She's tried to stay off the internet since about 2022 because the internet really kind of fucking was rude to her when she was nice to it. Whoa. And that's a shame. Like, I don't know why they did that, but some people did. It's just how it goes. So she's been off the internet, and people are now like, why won't she talk about it? It's like, well, she doesn't want to talk because, one, you people are ravenous and horrible, and two, like, this is her private life that got non-consensually broadcast to the world. She didn't want any of this. None of this is supposed to be for anyone. So I'm not going to tell those stories.
The hot tub stream at the end of 2023.
She hated it, man. She didn't want to do that.
Nick Tukey again from Tukey Soup. Thank you for answering my last question. I do have another question. When Aaron sampled such nourishments, did he get it directly from the tap? Or did it come from a third-party receptacle from, like, a cup holder or something like that?
Good follow-up question.
It's a good follow-up question. No, his lips have never been in proximity to my penis.
Oh, no. Fantastic. I also heard you say that during all this, you not only have a wife, but you also have a girlfriend. So Tukey wanted to congratulate you on having a girlfriend through these difficult times. That is fantastic.
Thanks.
Nick, somebody wants to know, you don't have to answer anything you don't want to, obviously. What's the backstory with Alyssa Clips?
People should go ahead and research Alyssa on their own. I don't need to say much of anything, but just start looking into Alyssa and you'll find a very, very interesting story and very, very interesting circumstances. Also, hey, you bitch, why'd you send a bunch of nudes to a bunch of sad guys who really were looking for women and then extract money from them? Why did you do that? That's really fucking dishonest and disingenuous. You met those guys. You know, half of them are borderline autistic. They're socially awkward. So when some dopey chick on the internet starts sending nudes to try and steal money from them, that's really shitty to do, you fucking bitch. I wish I would have known you were doing that in my Discord server sooner. I would have thrown you out so you could have bitched about it and cried to everybody just like you did when you ran a GoFundMe to try and get a keyboard or whatever. Oh my God. Hopefully cancer does the work that God wants soon.
All right, we're out of time. Nick, can we please get a shout out to Legal Bites?
Hey, Legal Bites, you're the least snaky of all of these fucking losers. How is that for a surprise of 2024?
Oh God. I don't think there's any more questions here. I just want to ask you kind of like what's next for you. I haven't seen anything about any kind of trial stuff. We have no idea what's going on with your trial, and Aaron hasn't been talking about it, so we're not getting any news. When do you think you'll be out to find out stuff?
My next thing is it's a settlement conference on November 25th. It's to try and see if I can work out a plea arrangement with the prosecution. So far, the plea agreement that the prosecution has offered me was a preliminary one. As a preliminary offer, it's not great. Like, it's not bad. It's just not great. And there's a lot of stuff that needs to be worked out before it's a workable deal. So I'm going to go into that. You know, hopefully we'll have some discussions then, but fuck, like, time is passing really quickly, so I'm always surprised by things, you know, when they pop up. But yeah, that's November 25th. And if I, you know, if we reach some sort of settlement agreement, we will schedule a, you know, a plea hearing. And if we don't, we'll schedule a trial. And that'll be funny if that's the case, because this case has a lot of stuff to it that's been overlooked in people's haste to like paint me as a villain. Of course I'm the villain. Look, it's me. God, oh my goodness. It wasn't hard to figure out. It's Nick and two women. Who's the villain here? Well, probably the tall, dorky asshole who's on the internet all the time. He's probably the villain. Like, make him the villain in your story. I don't fucking care. But like the legal reality involves a lot of work still. And, I'm just taking it one step at a time. But that's the next thing is this settlement conference on 25th.
The new mysterious thing that's happening is the tweets between you and April, too. Can you shed any light on that? What's going on?
I'm going to be very clear. Those tweets are not between me and April. April is making tweets. I'm responding to some of them because I find them really, really interesting and fun and funny. And many of them are just as mysterious to me as they are to you guys. So I like listening to y'all's speculation because it's like, holy shit, that's cool. It could be bad. I don't know. People have like accused. I don't have anybody's Twitter account. I don't tweet from anybody's. I don't want to tweet as anybody else. It's a waste of my money to not tweet as me. Like, my Twitter is part of my social media and marketing. Me sitting there trying to pretend to be April and tweet would be a serious waste of my resources. I would just tweet as me, and then I'd say, look, I'm April tweeting or whatever, and then tweet it. That'd be a better plan than trying to tweet from her account. So yeah. It's all her stuff. I don't know what half of it means, but I like trying to figure it out. It's a fun puzzle for me.
It's just some cryptic. It feels like a number station. It feels like you guys are communicating and we don't know what's going on. She's talking about kicking in your back door.
Nick, we definitely are. I just don't always know what we're saying.
Okay. It's flirty. It's flirty.
Nick Tukey again from Tukey Soup. Thank you again so much for being so candid with us and answering our questions. I have one more question. Do you remember the exact moment you looked at the other two girls and said to them, we have to ditch this dude?
Yes. Great question.
A good question. The other two girls, fuck you, Tukey. Damn,
I just met the ladies.
It's a good question.
It's a good question.
No, it's really like, okay, the internet wants stories that like make really good sense and happen in black and white and have clear principles. It's the internet wants a hero's tale in every fucking Twitter like thread, but it doesn't, life doesn't work that way, man. It was complicated. It wasn't so clear and simple, and things like happened over time and then evolved really, really fast, and no one really fucking knew what was going on. And, it was just a giant mess, and it involves a whole lot more than some nerd being thrown out of a group of people. Like there's a lot of emotion, a lot of feelings involved in a very real way. And, you know, every person who's involved in any relationship, don't take this to the poly level, just any relationship. Every person who's involved in a relationship adds an exponential layer of drama because they have connections with everybody else. It becomes a fucking mess really quick. So
yeah. So who kicked Nick out? Or sorry, so who kicked Aaron out? God damn it.
Kayla.
Yeah,
I believe that. So I have a question for
you. Proverbs.
Obviously, we're all very much looking forward to hearing your side of the story. It's something that is going to be incredible. And I assume that you're going to communicate all of that once the legal thing is set aside and you can move on. What is your plan?
Oh, yeah. I'm a professional talker. I got a whole fucking lot to say. I don't want it to impact anything legally because that shit needs to play out unimpeded.
Of course. So what is the plan? Are you going to go on Kino Casino and MLC and tell your story, or are you going to do it on your own channel?
No, I'll do it in the only place that matters, which is my channel.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I wonder why other people didn't think of that.
Nick, real quick question. Is the charcuterie fridge next to the bed still, and what does it contain?
Yeah, when am I going to get this fridge?
Mm-hmm.
The fridge is currently next to the bed, although it hasn't been used in a while, because who uses a fridge in a bedroom? It's very fucking weird. Yeah. I also really, like, kind of hate it personally, so it's going to be exported from the bedroom in the near future. We'll figure out exactly where it's going and how, but it's going to find a new home, not next to my bed.
Nick, I've got, I don't know if you're going to answer this or not, but we've long speculated about April's hunting trips before the cover actually started. Is there anything to maybe something happening with April before Aaron started joining it? Like when she was hunting, was she exclusively hunting deer?
Were you fucking April before Aaron knew about it? Before their Vegas trip?
Cock?
Yes.
No, Jesus Christ. No, like, There's a level to things, and betrayal is not really on my menu of things to do. So no, none of that was happening. I liked April right away. I thought she was awesome. I got along with her really well, but I didn't know her super great. I'm not going to just go fuck her. I'm not that, like, I don't do that. That's not a thing that I've ever done in my life. So like which is funny because a bunch of people think I do now. I'm like, no, guys, seriously, I'm calling people nerd half ironically. I'm a giant fucking nerd my whole life. I wasn't running around fucking girls. Like, I don't look at things that way. I don't act that way. April started coming over and just hanging out because it's really fucking cold. So after you hunt or before you hunt, pop inside, you have some coffee, hot chocolate, whatever, warm up. And then she would go home, and she's just a friend. And that was great. And then it was like, we hang out with you all the time. Maybe we should, like, meet your husband, because I met him at that stupid comedy thing.
Boy, was that
Yeah, no kidding. I made a lot of them. They're great. I got a giant fucking list. I can't wait to tell everybody, because everybody's like, talk about all your mistakes. I'm like, can I make it so that I don't have legal liability for all of them first? And then I'll tell you. I'm happy to tell you about all my mistakes. I don't care. I don't live with shame, man.
It really blows my mind. It blows my mind that people, Aaron included, don't understand. Yeah, he's going to get clear of all these legal hurdles before he says anything. Like,
why would he just tell the truth?
Nobody understands.
Why isn't he out there telling the truth? I can't wrap my head around this.
The priority one, whether or not you think he's a piece of shit, whether or not you think he did wrong, whether or not you think you know everything. Like, but regardless, he don't want to go to jail. So that's the number one. Like, even if he's a hardcore criminal dealing coke out of his Mustang or whatever, like he doesn't want to go to jail. So he's still going to try to get out of that.
I can tell you this, like, I have a letter from the fucking attorney, district attorney in my case, who says there's no victims in this crime. These are not victim crimes, which includes the children, by the way. And I'm hoping to get the children's charge rectified based on that letter at some point in the very near future, because if there's no victim, they can't say that there's child endangerment. And there wasn't. I want to be really, really clear on that. The reason they would say there's no victim here is because you don't actually have the evidence to sustain a child endangerment charge, because he can't actually show any time where a child was brought around an illegal drug or had any negative consequence from any sort of thing. It really sucks how the news has, like, trickled out from these things that should not have been public, because it paints me in a really terrible light and doesn't give me the opportunity to respond. But one day I will respond. But most people could just use common sense and figure out that an 8-year-old doing a whole bunch of cocaine would have negative health consequences, and someone probably would have talked about them somewhere, like a hospital, and then me going to prison harder. But that hasn't happened, and there's a good reason for it. That being said, like, there's all sorts of shit here to deal with. I don't want to go to prison because I do have kids. I do love them. I always have. They've never been neglected. They've never been hungry. They've never been so dirty that they're in danger. None of that shit's real. Yeah, that was, and guess what? Like, I'm going to prove all of it when it's done, because I have all the recordings of the people conspiring to tell the lies to the fucking preacher. Like, that was an actual conspiracy by people to get together to tell untruths to a guy so that he would relay them to the cops. And I know that because they fucking said it, and I have it on recording, because that's how this shit works. You get discovery, and all of those interviews get shared with the defendant so they can defend themselves, not just in court but also in public. So it's weird. it's almost like a bunch of people got together and lied about me, and there's some really bad fucking timing involved, and then everybody didn't know what to do. But I, me least of all, I'm like, jail's weird. I don't like this that much. I'm going to sleep. Oh, and the cops tried to talk to me in jail. I made fun of them the whole time, too. It's fucking stupid. Detective Poplin, I'm going to probably see you in court. You're fucking stupid. You're probably gay.
In your defense, Nick, there's a lot of little kids who love, like, their favorite outfit, and they'll wear it 3 or 4 days in a row, and they don't like showering. So I believe that's probably part of this, right?
Yeah, one is Aaron Imholt.
An Eric Church shirt.
Have my children on occasion worn clothes more than one day? Sure. Do they do it all the time? No. Did they, like, run around stinky and dirty? No. Like, people make a big deal out of my daughter asking the police officer to get clothes. It's 9 a.m. She hasn't done anything for the day. She's in pajamas and she wants to get dressed before she gets taken away to go. Ultimately, they went to their grandparents' house for a little while. And it's like, she just wanted to get dressed for the day. People are like, see, it's like, well, if you can't, you also have to understand that the police told them they cannot go in their own house while it's being searched. So these poor kids are standing outside and now they're like, so can I go in and get dressed? Anyone would ask that. It's not a weird question unless you're a fucking weirdo.
In your defense, when the cops showed up for Aaron Imholt, he had to get dressed.
That's true.
He needed to get dressed. That's true.
That was his own fault. That was embarrassing.
You probably can't answer this question, but why didn't they flush the coke? What was the thought process?
What coke?
Look, here's the crazy thing about this. I wasn't home. I still have not seen the safe where the drugs are allegedly from. The cops asked me about a safe in my bathroom. I said, I don't know, homies. I wasn't home. I don't know what it is. They didn't hand me a safe. They didn't show me a safe. I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know what was in anything. They asked me if they would find my DNA on cocaine. I'm like, you don't know how chemistry works. It's not a real thing. Like, they've asked me questions about this thing. I'm like, how can I answer what was in a safe? You can't even show it to me. I don't know what the fuck it is. I still haven't seen the safe. I don't know anything about it. And everybody's like, this is all some foregone conclusion. Guys, like, no one in my house has seen that safe. Lady Raggins hasn't seen the safe. April hasn't seen the safe. The only people who've seen the safe are the cops.
So they kind of
crazy.
They planted a safe. That is crazy.
No, I did not say that at all. Oh, I didn't accuse anybody of anything. I just, like, we literally don't know what safe it is. We haven't seen it. I had like 5 safes in my house.
I think Aaron.
These things
Aaron
are all small. Thinking, like, these aren't big. It's not like a safe that you're walking
notice,
in.
I wouldn't notice if a safe was missing from my collection either. I got you.
Aaron was mentioning.
They opened all of my safes, dude. Like, it's crazy.
I think Aaron corroborated that story, though. He said that there was a safe that you carried around to places.
Well, that's cool. I don't remember doing that. Does anybody? Okay, like, imagine me going to the gay bar to sing some karaoke, but I just had a safe under my arm. That's a fucking strange story. Just like, carrying a safe around.
It's handcuffed to your arm like the president's football.
Nick, that's true.
Tukey again here from Tukey Soup. Again, thank you so much for your time and being so gracious.
Just go!
Answering your question. Shut up! This is a follow-up to my first question. Just so I know it wasn't an accident, would you say that Aaron has sampled your essence more than once?
I don't know. I know of the one story, but let me just say that from the story, I can tell you very clearly, it wasn't a fucking accident.
Oh, baby bird, baby.
Wow. Spy report.
He was at East. Spy you report. Caught him scooping it into a SpaghettiOs can after he rinsed it out.
No further questions.
All right. Anybody else have any hard-hitting questions for Rikeda?
Well, Pest has an interesting question here. I don't know if you want to get into this.
Wait, do I not get to sit around and make fun of Aaron? I mean, sure, that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, you can hang with us, of course.
I'm a normal guy. I want to hang out with my friends.
Yeah, of course, man.
Is this the question you wanted to ask Carl?
Have you ever talked to April about their marriage and maybe some physical abuse?
As it happens, when I first met April, she was not forthcoming about physical abuse. When you think about it, it's not like a lead-in thing. Like, hi, what's up, blonde person I've never met? She's like, actually, my husband headbutts me and squeezes me until I'm quiet around the children. Like, that's not a normal conversation. And so it didn't come up for a really, really long time in the relationship, not until things were ending. And then it was more like I was just thankful to have Aaron out of there. Aaron wants to blame me for a lot of stuff with April, but the biggest first to blame about stuff with April is Aaron. And he can take that a couple ways. He can take it maliciously, like he's a giant asshole and acted like one, or he can take it non-maliciously and say, "God, like, dude, it wasn't going to work out. And you guys tried to make it work and didn't. And that's fine. Like, it just wasn't time yet." Or there's the really funny way in which, well, sorry, Aaron. Somebody's got game and someone doesn't.
But you are saying, like, April did talk to you about physical abuse. This isn't a phantom. This does exist.
No, that's definitely not a phantom. I just didn't know about it at first. I mean, sure. I don't tolerate physical abuse of domestic partners, women, men. It doesn't matter. Like, that shit cannot sustain. It cannot be allowed to go on in a relationship. It has to be addressed.
Now, is this because you're a beta and Aaron could box you and kick your ass? Or
Aaron can't box and kick anybody's ass. Have you seen him? Like, he's big. And he relies on being big. So what? I've beaten up big guys. Doesn't matter that much. You just fucking fight different. But Aaron has never been in a real fight in his life. He's been in two boxing matches and he got fucking totaled. What a loser.
I have a question. Maybe you have some insight on this, but during Aaron and April's divorce, it was just a very clean break from both sides, or as clean as, like, in terms of splitting property. Do you know why April didn't go for half of Steel Toe Media Inc., since Aaron credits her with, like, starting that whole company?
She wanted.
Oh my God! Would you want to beg for half of every morning? Like, Jesus Christ, it'd be a terrible thing to win a divorce.
No, she wouldn't have to beg. She would just have to collect half of what he makes.
Right. Because was integral.
Thanks, Melton. It was a joke. God damn it.
Sorry, nerd.
Sorry. Look, when you're in a relationship that's abusive and you can make a clean break and there's nothing to take, you just make the clean break. Like, sure, she could have gone after part of Steel Town Media. I could explain the legal reasons as to why she could get that, but she'd have much more trouble getting full ownership of the house based on the length of their relationship and when he bought stuff and all that shit. Like, you could go into it, but the reality is, please, dear God, this relationship is killing me. I need to get out of it. Sometimes is the answer.
And her boyfriend owns two houses, so she's like, I'm good. I don't need anything from this guy.
Damn, that guy sounds cool.
Yeah, right?
Do you guys ever get together and watch Aaron to goof on him?
Oh, that's a good question.
Do you guys sit and watch Steel Toe and goof on him talking about the goal?
No, his, you know, like, his and her separation was really traumatic for her for a long time. So I try not to watch anything around her for a while. Like, we could now. Now we could sit around.
Goal?
Anytime I had to teach her that goal in Mexico is still goal, and it really ruined her.
Poor baby.
She hates the World Cup.
We got we're about to watch Aaron talk about his return to broadcasting. Would you like to goof on this with us, Nick?
Oh my God, yes. I want nothing more than to sit here and make fun of this fucking stupid weirdo.
Awesome.
All right, here's Aaron talking about why missing the goal on Monday morning was a good thing, because it prompted him to start thinking about other career options.
100 comes in. I'm not, like, getting one over on you. I'm not, like, fake donos. And because I saw it come in, and I looked for some.
Let me get ahead.
But thank you very much. That is awesome. Today was kind of a weird day, because I really enjoyed the show we did. We had some technical difficulties with Zoom. Johnny will be back tomorrow.
How did you have technical difficulties with Zoom? Everybody on Earth uses it. Everybody else did. Oh, my God. God was like, not enough people use Zoom. Here's a global pestilence to make sure everybody fucking learns how to click the goddamn link. And you still can't figure it out, you retard. God damn it.
He admitted he didn't really have a problem. The computer just needed to be restarted, and he had already opened his tabs. I guess he doesn't know that you can, like, save tab room.
Then he's going to restart Johnny, so he's fucking normal again. Yeah, I can fix your MS. Here we go. Just click the Windows key and click start over, God.
He did a really good show. Like, it was a really fun show. It went really smooth. But, yeah, you know, it was just one of those days where the money wasn't there. You know, we came up like $140 short. And then I put something on Towboys. I'm like, guys, we got our ass kicked three times in the last week. That kind of sucks, especially as we're just getting back into the positive.
I love that his Facebook group is called Towboys, and it's like dead. There's nothing going on there. But he references it all the time.
Why would you make people join a group called Towboys? Like, here, join a group called Nerd Virgins. Like, oh, yeah, I want to do that. Like, why would you? Like, oh, my God, it's horrible. Like, just call it the Steel Toe Morning Show on Facebook, like normal.
That'd no, I think it used to be. It used to be the Steel Toe Morning Show. I think he changed it to Towboys because somebody started calling themselves Towboys in his chat, and he thought that was a cool name.
Doesn't he know they're, like, dudes who like toes? Like, that's what that's about. That's gross.
And somebody showed up with $100, and I thought that was really cool of them. So thank you very much. Awesome. I appreciate it. But
yeah, the bouncer at the gay club says the same thing when someone shows up with $100.
After the show, and I just started looking. I'm like, well, let's see what we've got there, got out there in the sales and marketing world. Let's just check it out.
For fun, for casual laughs, I was watching Mersh go over this, and he was destroyed. It was so good. So there's a compliment, Mersh. But for goofs, he decided he'd check out sales and marketing jobs.
Yeah, what was the scores of the games in the NHL last night? I'll check that out. Oh, and what are job positions that are open right now in my area for things I'm good at? I'll just check it out for fun.
The best part is the next piece.
Part-time, full-time. I'm just looking... because I'm like, look, let's be prepared, you know? And I'm glad I have a sales and marketing background because holy shit. Like, as shitty as the economy is, that is the one thing.
Can I just real quick, this is just my own pet peeve and I'll move on from this.
Yeah.
I hate people who lump sales and marketing together.
Together.
I'm actually a professional marketer and fuck you, you're a salesman, okay? It's different.
Someone who has no idea what they're even talking about. Right. And look, I mean, I went to business school, so I have a focus in decision sciences and marketing. I don't know anything about marketing anymore. That was 20 years ago. I haven't, aside from what I've done with my own show, like, I don't really know what the fuck I'm doing anymore. And I would never claim to be, like, able to go out and get a marketing job tomorrow. He thinks because he sold a couple of ads on the radio. That's his sales experience, by the way. That he'll be able to go out. He thinks that's what sales and marketing is. Like, it's insane that he doesn't understand social media and branding. And, like, he doesn't know anything about that. He can't use Photoshop. Like, what is he talking about?
No, he's great in viral marketing. He's clearly good at creating hashtag trends. He knows all about graphic design. Just as a hobby, anyway. Like, no, I mean, look, I have a degree in blowjobs. It's called creative writing and literature. And I can tell you, like, this guy's marketing genius is the same thing as the guy at any fucking gas station. What are we talking about?
As if they wouldn't go, like, okay, so what are some brands that you've worked with, and how did you
some results you got
fuel their
them.
Growth, right. And, like, what are the results, and how is it tracked, and...
You know the answer. He treats his show as a completely separate and distinct entity that he shows up for. Like, well, I did marketing for the Steel Toe Morning Show. Maybe you've heard of it. It also has a co-sister show called the Steel Toe Evening Show. It's the biggest in the St. Cloud, Minnesota market. They'd be like, no, it isn't. But like, well, yeah, it is.
Look, before he worked with Stoney's.
210 ones.
Jesus, Nick. Before he worked with Stoney's.
That's my show, Milton. I'm taking over. Fuck you.
Before he worked with Stoney's, they sold zero gift cards. And now they sell gift cards every week. So he took that brand from zero to something. Look,
imagine selling every gift card at a $30 loss. What a fucking hero you are.
Nick, if you're ever trapped in a ditch, make sure you call All Care Towing. They'll get you out of there really fast.
Yeah, I'd love to see a chart of Midland Armory, how many rounds they've sold after Aaron started promoting them. Because that's ultimately what he thinks. He thinks he'll be able to go out and get a sales and marketing job based on his experience selling ads for Steel Toe for pennies.
He also says, all kinds of ads where it's like, here's what you do. I'll be your customers. 100% of value, and I'll only charge them 2/5 of it, and then you reap the rewards. Like, that's a great deal for you. Yes. Except because Sony's never has to pay a fucking gift card.
It's like Groupon without the group.
Oh my god!
Right, it's Groupons that never get redeemed. That's what it is.
There's some retard from Australia who's like, "Hi, mate, I like me." Oh shit, there's an Australian on the panel. Sorry, there's not a retard from Australia.
He's Indian.
I'm from New Zealand. I'm not from Australia.
Oh god, it's worse. I think I'm banned from that country.
Oh yeah, well I'm not. There's no open cases against me, Nick. So who's really up between the two of us?
I'm trying to close them. I'm going to close them like legs on women around Aaron.
So he says, thank God he's from sales and marketing because people always need that, as if that's not the first department to get cut during an economic downturn.
Like, it's literally called the fat of any corporate structure. They're the worst department to be in.
Yeah, you hire a teenager, pay the minimum wage, and they post on TikTok, and that is better than anything paying like a boomer adult to do sales and marketing traditionally.
Aaron convinced himself because he saw some sales and marketing jobs out there, he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
And I even bet that SP told him, like, you got to go. There's no shame in just going and checking it out and, you know, planning for the future. You don't have to take a job, but go see what you could get if you had to get a job.
You know what I –
He's going to be fine because God doesn't want to hear about the goal every day.
But the thing about the sales and marketing is that SP works in sales and marketing. That's what her job is. And I think because she's dating him, he doesn't respect her and what she does that much because she's a woman. And so he thinks whatever she could do, I could easily get a job like that. And so if she's got one, I could easily just walk into a place like hers and get one.
Or he probably thinks he could walk in and get her job if he talks to her boss. Right. Like, I could just tell him.
He doesn't respect her, and I can tell you, because he started fucking around with Anne. He was still trying to get back with April at the same time.
And
he doesn't respect her at all. I saw all the fucking messages. Hey, Anne, they were really, really nice. The ones he sent to April where he's weeping, trying to get her back. Probably while he's with you going, oh, God, my life is so hard. His life's only hard because he hangs around leeches like you, you disingenuous bitch.
Wow.
What's the overlap between, like, him trying to get with Anne and getting back with April?
Negative 2 days. he started. Dude, he was cheating on his wife with Anne. What a fucking loser.
Well, you got to stay warm.
that is the one thing that everyone still needs. Jesus Christ. So I did that. And then
this is great.
I think we needed to miss today. I think we needed to take a loss today because it inspired. You know how I told you I've been being.
You need to take a loss every day. Same with your fucking breathing.
This is good. This is cathartic for you. I'm glad you were able to do this. Just yelling at him
about contacting the broadcasting company about what we've been talking about the last year or two. I got in touch with them today, and I've been too chicken shit to talk to them because of what's been going on lately.
Did you ever talk to April about this broadcasting deal that you guys were supposed to get together? This has been going on for 2 years.
Oh, okay. I've been hearing about it since December of 2023? Oh, yeah. Okay. The end of the month, Leighton Broadcasting is going to have us on just at the end of the month. No, they're not. They never were. Why would they? Your show is garbage. It always is garbage. It's never good. There's nothing redeeming about it that should go on radio. He's like, look, I'm an old school radio. I'm like, an old school radio guy. I'm like, that's a dying medium with dead people in it. Why would you want to do that? You should market yourself as a new school YouTube guy who can adapt it to radio, but you're too fucking retarded to do that, you dummy. Take your sales and marketing degree and eat it.
What's your theory for why he wants to go back on radio so bad? And so he told you they were going to do this in December of 2023. He'd be back on the radio.
He was telling us from the fucking start that the radio deal was when he'd take your call and be like, April, babe, get over here. Come on. No, I don't want to say too much, but I'm like, you're in my house. There's no one here. It's coming. Yeah, just talk to him. Yeah, it's coming. It's going to happen. It's like, when's it going to happen? What are the deals? What are the details of this deal? I know how business details work out. I was contracted with Rumble for a while. It was great. It's really simple how you do this. You know exactly how much money you're going to make. You know what you're going to deliver because you write it down and then you sign it in blood or cum or whatever you're going to do. And then you just do it. But he never, ever could produce any fucking details. It was always an off phone call. There's no documentation anywhere anyone can find of this thing, except for one thing. And the one thing that he has is really fucking funny because it's so goddamn embarrassing.
All right. This is him talking about his conversation with the radio station after months of radio silence because he was scared that the felony revenge porn charge might ruin his chances at getting back as a broadcaster to his number one slot.
And I wrote to him. I got in touch. He's a busy guy.
Night on Air was his number one slot.
And he gets back to me today and he says, hey, I'm really sympathetic to what's going on with you. That really sucks, but it sounds like you're getting through it. Blah, 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 blah. And then he goes,
I love that. Again, what happened to him? I'm sorry about what happened to you when you sent a woman's nude photos without her consent. Sorry that happened to you. I love that.
That's just rough, buddy. It's rough when that happens.
Yeah. Happens to the best of us.
You're still the guy. We're still going to do this. And then he said something I've been hearing from literally everyone in every industry. This makes me so sad. And it actually made me like...
Literally all of them.
You know how cynical I've been and how shitty I've been about it? It actually made me believe in the election. He said, this is the worst year in all of radio I've been in. This is the worst year for the business.
Mm-hmm. So Aaron thinks that he's going back to radio after the guy who runs the station told him, look, man, things are really bad.
And why does it take a year or two to hire someone? Like, what are they vetting?
There's nowhere on earth where an election year is the worst year for a radio station. An election year will raise a fucking dying radio station from corpse to fully functioning porn star status immediately, at least for a couple months. They know they have a shitload of ads. St. Cloud can show a boomer demographic they're going to get paid by the Republicans. If they show a Somali demographic, which they show a really good one, they're going to get paid by the Democrats. And there's no way around it. Every radio station was going to be flush with cash from July to November. Anyone who thinks otherwise, I'm sorry. Trust me, YouTube does the same thing. If you make political content and you can show a demo that makes any kind of sense at all, you're going to get a fuckload of ads during an election cycle on YouTube. Radios don't need to do that. They don't need to target their advertising into individual channels and go through all the analytics. It's much, much cheaper. They just know everybody's going to be listening because they want to find out what retard's going to run the country.
Well, so I got someone got in contact with me who claims to be affiliated with Layton Broadcasting. I didn't know this is a big company. Oh, no. It's a large company, mm-hmm, and has a lot of employees. And we'll just say that this person's name is A, because that makes it fun.
Aaron.
And yeah. So somebody familiar with this deal sent this over. I don't know if this is real. I don't know if it's not real. But Aaron's been talking about how this will alleviate the goal, the financial pressure, and all this stuff. And the points that were sent to me on this deal were that Aaron is asking for $3,000 a month. That would be 36 grand a year.
That's big money. No one's ever seen a radio deal this powerful.
So that's,
how can he be stopped with that much money?
So wait, $36,000 a year. He makes 130K. So he would be knocking off what, like $100 off the goal every day?
Well, look, that would assume worry, the cost chats, of the show, the cost of doing the show would be taken off. It would be borne, the brunt of it would be borne by the radio station, the massive cost of running the huge operation over at the Steel Toe Morning Show, where one idiot clicks start on a laptop. Like, right. Oh my God. It's like, what, look, guys, we don't get $350 a show. How can we possibly keep going? I'm like, I don't know. You could just beg for stuff or dig into your couch and find enough money for next month's internet.
QuickBooks costs a lot of money, Nick.
Yeah, QuickBooks.
Like, it's like a heavy, heavy subscription.
Also, well, good news. That's not all the money he's going to make. What he's pitching to them, I guess, is that he will sell 4 to 6 ad slots for $400 a month. Whoa. That would be...
That's big money. That's 20
shows a month where he is mentioning your business for $400 a month. So that's another $1,600 to $2,400. So now he's at $5,400.
To personally call every business and unendorse all of them. Like, that's what he should promise. Like, look, I will call every business and say, you're not affiliated with me, and I'll say it on the air to every single one of them. Unless they pay us.
It's like the mafia. Well, it'd be a real shame if I started endorsing your product. Real shame if I said I go to your store every day.
My source said it's his tone and the way he reaches out to them is so beggy. And he has even said that this will actually help Leighton out. You know, they're having a rough year. So he's proposed that, don't worry, you can also, he said, I have a stable of broadcasters ready to go. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, Benny from the vape shop and the armory and stuff. So he said, don't worry, Leighton Broadcasting will be able to also use these advertisers on any other show they want to supplement their income. So Aaron's being magnanimous allowing Leighton to go after.
That's very generous, because I would imagine the armory would be like, I kind of want like afternoon drive time, probably an overnight spot or two. He's like, yeah, you could do that too. Don't worry about it.
Wait, does Aaron own these airwaves, or does the radio station own the airwaves?
He wants to go on KNSI AM 1450 FM 99.3. And the best part of this whole deal, I think, is that he wants to go on for 3 hours a day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Now that's not
morning radio.
That actually is the day part for this station's morning radio.
How is that possible?
I went and looked at their schedule. It's wild. They have a 5 to 8. They have an 8 to 11. It's nuts.
The only way that exists, and you said AM, which is also shocking, is if it's a news channel. So 5 to 8 is all just news. It is.
Sports talk news.
Okay.
They do George Norrie.
Good morning. Welcome to the Steel Toe Morning Show. Going in on your drive into work here, the St. Cloud Wake Park area. Try not to get mugged by a Somali on your way in. I know Governor Walz has been bringing in a lot of them, and he's going to be around for another 4 years if you haven't heard. We're going to see the weather on the nines coming right up.
So the interesting thing is they have a morning guy who's doing very well there in that time slot. And I wonder if he knows that Aaron Imholt is sitting in his house.
See, the guy who's been there for like 30 years? I can add some insight to this. Aaron thinks that guy's going to retire literally any, like he's like, no, that guy's going to retire forever. And the Leighton guy, he just keeps telling me that I have his slot when he retires.
Okay.
So if you want the genesis of all this, it's that the guy's like, we'll consider you when the other guy finally tacks up, but this guy's pulling numbers. What the fuck are we going to do? He's still doing this show.
This guy's doing very well. He has tons of sponsors. If you go to their website, he has tons of those little sponsors that Aaron has, tons of them. And he's doing very well. And he's been there for almost 20 years, I think. His name is Ox. and he does the morning show there. And they seem active. They seem like, I wonder if this Ox guy knows that this Aaron Imholt is emailing his program director or whoever every day saying, like, when get this guy off so I can bring Steel Toe back to the airwaves. Like, he wants it. So I want to get a hold of Ox. I want to get a hold of Ox and talk to Ox.
Aaron always treated these communications as if they were like a fucking covert operation into North Korea. Like, we're at the casino. He's like, oh, bib, I just got to call John. Look around. I'm like, you're not anywhere near St. Cloud. What's wrong with you? He's looking around as if people care. And he's like, look, he's going to go soon. And then we have the slot. It's totally going to happen. I'm pretty sure this was going to happen. It's like, dude, why are you talking secretively? We're in the middle of a casino. Fucking, we're 100 miles away from your market. Like, no one here cares. And even also, if they were in your market, they don't care.
The way radio works is there's 9 other shows on that station. And one of them, probably the afternoon drive slot, is gunning for that morning show, too.
Right.
So what's more likely to happen at this station? That they take somebody they know, either from another city, another station, or whatever, and transfer them in here? Or that they go to a guy who hasn't done it in 5 years, is in tons of legal trouble, and can't go 2 minutes without saying the gay F word, but saying it?
Look, does anybody else have this many restraining orders? Any of their other potentials? No way. This guy is killing it in the restraining orders market. Nobody else even comes close. I love that he's still big. He's like, no, it's going to be fine. It's like, dude, why would they hire you? Like, first of all, it's morning radio. So you can have a corpse do it. Like, you can have Apple AI do it. It's, you know, it doesn't matter anymore. But second of all, why would they hire you? What are you bringing to the show? It's like, look, I can sell 4 to 6 ads. Oh, can you? The radio station's going to sell 4 to 6 ads by being a radio station.
It's a disease.
They don't need your help.
It's a disease all these radio guys have. I mean, I think, like, if you asked Opie today, he'd say he's in between radio gigs.
He's talked about it recently, that he's been offered gigs, yeah.
Chad Zumok, you know, all these guys, they think they're going to go back to radio at some point. It's so insane.
John,
why
probably
would
will.
You? Why
Southern
would you John want get a gig. To? Oh, shut up. No way. No way.
Guys, this is a blast. I have to bounce. Thank you for having me on today. Nick, thanks for calling in. This was fantastic.
Yeah, have a good one, Carl. Nice to see you, buddy.
Good to hear from you.
Let's roll through. Yeah. Thank you for being here, Carl. Plug your stuff. Yeah, sorry.
I just wanted to say real quick, Point Dabble Point returns on Monday at 4 o'clock, so you can check
that
out.
You said that last week.
Yeah, I know, and it did. It did return last week.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be on my channel now, Monday at 4.
Every week.
Every Monday at 4, Point Dabble Point is back. And, of course, who are these podcasts? Who are these .com? Thanks, guys. I'm out of here.
Thank you, Carl. Let's roll through some of these super chats. I'm sure there'll be some questions for Nick. Foghorn, Leghorn, I say, Carl, tell your mom nice old fun bags, of course. Mm-hmm. Nick, can you hook Tukey up with April?
I'm wasted. I'm now wasted, guys. I've been sober, stone sober, since June 5th. I have not had a drop of alcohol.
Did you pay so you could drink?
Yeah, I did, actually. I paid so I could drink, but I had a family law case that went along with my criminal case. And the family case, in my family case, they said, hey, by the way, you can't have drugs. And I was like, I know. And then they were like, you can't have alcohol. And I was like, wait, really? Like, okay. And so from June 5th until present, I have not had a drop of alcohol. I haven't seen a grain of any kind of drugs of any
sort.
We're
all proud of you. We're very proud of
you. No, don't be
proud. It's not fair to call Aaron a button dick. It was more like a little bird in a nest covered in my cum.
Wow, that's gross. I like it.
Now, people, some people listening back to this, though, Nick, will say that you've come into here sort of like the Kool-Aid man just bursting through the wall. Your energy's through the roof. I mean, you don't
April said the same thing.
Yeah, you sound a little bit like, I don't know. I don't have that much natural energy in me. So,
wow.
I mean,
shut up, Moody.
Hey, maybe his 8-year-old offered him a bump, movie. Moody.
Oh,
how do
I'm
we
sorry.
Know?
I've been reading your stats the whole time, these? Asshole.
I'm trying to read comments, motherfuckers. Cash says, this little piggy is amazing. Thank you. Crowdcat, come on. Oh, this is the greatest show. I agree. Christy Webster says, drop the mic. It had to be about the cum incident. The fact that Aaron sampled Nick's cum and it wasn't an accident is the bombshell.
I don't know why he would do that.
Why would he do that? Citizen M, the sector has Ricada derangement syndrome. Shout out to King Red Bar. Shout out to Foxery on Twitch. Super tip is the future of live streaming. Thank you, Citizen M.
FYI, he drank a lot of pineapple.
Oh, that's fantastic. Very nice.
Did you ever sample Aaron's cum, Nick?
Jesus Christ, no. Ew.
Ew, what is he, gay?
Just checking. Koof says, thank you for not killing yourself, Nick.
Thank you, Koof.
Grifty says, Nick stole my avatar.
Married it. It's not my fault.
Blart Simpson says, ask about the fridge. We already did. Hopefully that's going to be coming. Pest says, ask Nick about Aaron headbutting. We did that one. Tukey needs to do his Aaron impression to Nick before he leaves.
The kids! Why won't anyone believe me about these kids? They have to get out of there!
God, I feel bad for his kids who had to go through a Mad Max wasteland to get from my couch to his car every time. Like, Jesus Christ, I don't know if they're going to make it. First, they have to get water on the way. Second, they might get stabbed or shot to death. Third, all of the drugs. There's just mounds of drugs. You just fall over and land in drugs and snort them all into their mouths. It's poor little children.
Chris says, hey, Nick, how many batches did Aaron ingest?
As far as I know, only one, but I could ask. I'm always good for asking these questions, the hard hitting questions. I could be your on the ground and in the field reporter.
Then he had to have gotten it from somewhere else.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that means he ate it out of April or Kayla, if you can go ask.
No, it's like I said, the story's both better and worse than everything you're thinking. It's not that.
You just clean the Baldo with his tongue?
Oh, he took it right from the tap.
Now he was not ever around for a Baldo usage. Like people think the Baldo gets used all the time. You don't want to do that. It's too much work. It's just funny. The Baldo was just funny. I did it for you, you assholes.
Sounds painful.
Fuck, I wanted to be high for this, but I'm at work. Thank you, normal name.
Falling in love with it was never part of the plan.
Will Nick be able to make it to Hackamania 2? We'll see. He's legally cleared.
Oh, my God. I love going to Vegas. Vegas is made for me.
Live talk show on stage. Tell all. Save it all for Vegas.
What about a steel toe show at Hackamania 2? He'll have to ask to go to Vegas.
100%. Apar, has Nick's lips and tongues met Aaron's lips and tongue?
No, dear Christ. I'm only gay when it's funny. I'm not actually gay.
Shitlip says, hi, Nick. Aaron called me a slur on Simcast, so eat a cinder block, Aaron, you weird cuck.
Safe?
Eat a cinder block is a safe. Deep cut.
No safe here. I won't even shop at Safeway. I refuse to practice safe sex. When Safety Dance comes on the radio, I immediately change the channel. What is this safe you speak of?
It's a good defense. What safe?
Those are facts. I've never even heard of a safe in my life.
Why does the TTS Nick have better audio quality than the actual Nick?
Yeah, what are you Nick's doing this from a tub?
I'm on my phone. I take my microphones out of my studio and I take them upstairs to do karaoke. And I didn't want to yell like my kids are home. I didn't want to be screaming outside of my studio, but I also didn't want to take down. I didn't want to take down my karaoke setup either because I want to go use it later. So I just decided to keep it up there and use my phone. I'm sorry. I sound like an idiot.
People want to know, was Aaron's radio show popular in Minnesota when it was on?
I don't know. Who listens to the radio? Oh, my God. Yeah, they put it on in every fucking burn ward they could find and tortured everyone.
Good point.
Yo, 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 yo. What up, my new guys? I'm not on coke. But I think Tookie is on coke. He's looking around like there's demons on the corners or something. I heard Joey C's wife is a Mogwai. Correct? Dwight Powell.
Nick, do you now believe in the Lord, your Savior? Son, it you. Amen, Lord. Amen.
Yeah, how about the Sonitude? What do you think?
Sonitude's got a bad hookup. I don't want to talk to that guy. He guy's a bitch.
Did Aaron play with Nick's used condom?
Yeah, oh, he uses condoms. No.
Ew. Nick, you don't still go to that church, do you?
God, no. What a bunch of losers.
Fuck those people. Pat says, does Nick know about Aaron grooming April when she was in high school? Yeah, do you know about that story that April visited on like a field trip to Aaron's radio station?
I haven't talked to her in depth about it. Look, a lot of the Aaron April origin story gets distorted. Like there's a persistent thing that April cheated on her boyfriend or whatever with Aaron. That's not true. Like April was not attached at the time that she hooked up with Aaron. There's a persistent rumor that Aaron cheated on his wife Ashley with April. That's not true either.
It was
Anne. Plan piece. Yeah, that was right. Anne.
Yeah.
At the time that
he
April
cheated
and
on
Aaron,
Anne with April.
I don't know. I don't know that he was with Anne at the time, but you know how that shit goes. Like when you're cheating on your like soon to be ex wife with this new thing, is it cheating when you like hook up with a different? I don't know, but I know there's a lot of weird stuff that went around that beginning stuff. I can't answer all of it because I don't. When I talk to April, shockingly, I don't really want to talk to her about her Aaron origin story. I want to talk to her about cool stuff.
Does, like her vagina.
Do you think she'll?
Yeah, exactly. That thing's awesome.
Jesus. Do you ever look at her? Do you ever look at her and go, "You let that doofus come in you"?
No, God. Oh, we all make mistakes. It's not her fault.
April looks like a really cool bird today.
Is Moby getting so fat? Is he trying to be the South African Mr. French? Yes, South African.
Yes.
Sorry, Moody God.
Do you think April will come out and rectify these rumors in a tell-all or something like that?
God, I hope so. April's hilarious, and her version of the story is the best versions of the stories.
I will say, April, a couple of April tweets have made me laugh, and I was like, where was this chick on the radio? But you know what? I think Aaron beats people down, just like he did to Johnny and just like he did to Corey. If you are kind of like a shining light on his show, he's like, all right, not too bright, and he beats people the fuck down. Like,
yeah, he can't not be the star of the show. It was evident. Dude, anytime April would have like a really good show, you can bet that Aaron was whining at her and screaming at her like a bitch afterwards. But I'll say this, like April's a lot to say, and she'll say it on her terms. I'm not in any control of it. I don't have anything to do with it. I just like listening along with you guys. But one final thing, real quick though. We went through a lot. Like we went through a lot in a really short time. And it's not what anybody thinks. Anybody's like, oh my God, it's drug and sex. And it really wasn't that, because people don't act that way. That's not how life actually goes for people. And so when we went through a lot of relationship trauma really quickly in two marriages, and that was tough to deal with. If April's tweets don't sound like April, it's because we're all very different in a lot of ways. Like we all changed a shitload. My voice is different. I can hear it. The way I talk is different. We've been through fucking trauma. Like it's her tweets are gonna read differently. I love reading them. They're so funny to me. Like and wildly intriguing and tantalizing. So I like it.
James Baumert wants you to say hello to April for him, if you can.
I will.
Chad Steak, Nick, what other podcast are you interested in doing?
Mine.
Sit down, Zubac.
There are a lot that talk about you. Like you've got what pretty antisocial.
I know. I make BYD, a bunch of people money. It's great.
Yeah, I think you honestly, the pretty antisocial girls talking to you would probably be pretty interesting. Just females. Have a different opinion and different way of looking at things. I think it can be very interesting.
Oh my! I love talking to women. I talk to them anytime.
This is. I don't know if this is real or not. This could be crazy.
Oh shit!
If this is real, April Anderson. I've got big plans in the works. I've had my voice beaten out of me for too long. Never again.
This is the real April. I can confirm.
Hey, what up, girl? How you doing?
Wow! I don't even know what to say. This is too much. This is too wild for me.
Fly solo.
No one should have ever made her quiet. She's fucking awesome.
You've got to do a tell-all with Patrick. Like, there's, look, you can.
I understand if she doesn't want. I'm not forcing that. I totally get why she wouldn't want to do that ever.
But,
I get it.
But you can ring fence. Like, you can talk beforehand about things you don't want to bring up, and it can be really good to just get the story out there and rectify a lot of stuff.
In the same way that, like, I understand Mersh will probably never come on here and talk to me. I get it. Like, I understand it, but I would be cool and open to... Look, I said a lot of fucked up shit, I'm sure. I just talk for a living. Internet person does... Anyway, April, I do wish you the best, and I'm glad you got away from him because he is a fucking psycho, and we had no idea. Internet person, does Nick still have the Sonichu medallion, and would it be willing to sell it? I'd pay a significant amount for it if he would sign the back.
I have it. Email me what you're talking about, like on significant amount. I don't know where it is. I'd have to find it. I have no like emotional connection to it. If you want to buy it from me, I'm always open
safe.
To it.
Check the safe. It's in there probably.
I don't really know anything about this Sonichu medallion other than people say it's a curse. I know like Sonichu from Chris Chan and stuff, but I don't understand the curse of the medallion. Where did this come from?
Gayatry. I don't know how to say fagotry without saying it.
You can just say it. Gonzo, a question for Nick. Does April's vagina really smell? Yeah, Aaron said that.
Smells like a vagina. Like it, dude, vaginas are great. That's one of the weirdest things. You're like, oh my God, look, someone has hygiene products. Like, well, yeah, like they have soap.
Mm-hmm. It's stinky.
In the shower.
You should try it. Yeah, in the shower. It's not like she had it next to the breakfast cereal. That
Woody is now weird. Enormous.
Not for me. I would have it with breakfast.
Is this in his contract to be within 30 lbs of Mr. French?
We're calling you fat, Moody.
That's very rude.
Fat South African slob.
It's worse they called me South African.
Same. Ian Hawk, Jacob Westerhaus loves Minnesota Sixes. Mm-hmm. Oh, this That's is the fat. Cheese guy?
Oh, is that cheese?
Jeez. They're really on.
I've never seen a Minnesota Six. I don't even know what that looks like.
Foghorn Lango in the second wants to know, Nick, who left more mud on your helmet, Aaron or April?
Oh no!
Oh no! Oh boy! Hey, look, all I'm going to say is I'm a top.
No! No! Wait a minute! No!
Cornball wants to know if we can get a welfare check on Mubi.
Just gonna
He's definitely listening. Slam Piece will send him all this. He's gonna hate it.
Look, guys, we have secret operatives in the Discord. Patrick Melton. They've been talking to Nick Ricada.
Yeah, it's a good point. He said, I know that they know they're in there, but what drives Patrick crazy is he doesn't know who they are. And I'm like, we just talk in there. We don't really care. We assume whoever wants to look is looking. Like, he thinks it drives me nuts that Slorpig is hanging out in my Discord. It's like, everyone's welcome. There's over 1,000 people there, and most of them aren't talking. So you're right. I don't know who she is, but I don't care, and I'm not mad that I don't know. Hi.
Imagine being like, we infiltrated a Discord. It's like, what? Are you a pedophile trying to get in with the children? Like, what do you do? Why do you have to infiltrate any Discord? Are you on court orders not to get in there? What's wrong? Why can't you just click join?
Papa Bubla says, I'm sorry. I thought this was America 91210. I don't know what that means. Reels giving 20 memberships. That's good. Thank you very much, Reels, for supporting the program. We appreciate that. Chad Buzmach, thank you, Tukey, for asking the hard-hitting questions with a follow-up. You're a good puppet, and Aaron is dirty little cum eater. Best little piggy yet. Great job, everyone. Way to drop bombs. Nick.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think cum bomb is going to be talked about for weeks.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
Look, I really like
just wait for my impending lawsuit. I'm not a dumb bitch.
Sorry, that played automatically, and I couldn't control it.
But wait for my impending lawsuit. I'm not a dumb bitch.
Damn.
Nick, are you implying that Aaron may have had something inserted into him, whether by you or one of the ladies?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Not even a digit? Not even a dirty, sneaky digit?
Like a toy?
Not to my knowledge.
Amy Elizabeth.
I happen to know everybody involved. All right, go ahead.
Go ask him.
We'll wait.
We'll read Super Tip.
Amy Elizabeth, this is the greatest show. Thank you very much for checking in. Witless Wonder, is this the seething I've been told about that's going on?
Yes.
Yeah, we're all so mad.
Oh, no.
I can't stop being mad.
Koof is a new member. Thank you, Mr. Fingers, member for 18 months. I'm behind. Anyone talked about Ralph being sued by Aaron and the county? Oh, yeah. What about that? Aaron tried to get Ethan Ralph in trouble for streaming the court case.
I think Aaron actually tried to get me in trouble. And what they thought is that they were gonna find it by going after Ralph or whatever. But like, okay, I don't know. I don't tell people what to do. Like, I didn't tell Ralph what to do. I didn't even. Well, Ralph broadcast Aaron's hearing or whatever. I didn't even know it was that day. Like, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't have the Zoom link. I didn't have anything. They didn't like give it to us. We weren't invited. We're witnesses, by the way. Like, Lady Rackets and I are, she's a victim of a crime, but that makes us both state witnesses, which means we're not invited to pretrial conferences. Right. Because those pre-trial conferences may have information that we shouldn't be privy to and shouldn't be consuming. I didn't watch the stupid broadcast. I don't care. If we have to show up as witnesses, they'll subpoena us and we'll do what we need to do. Like, that's it. I don't tell anybody else what to do. I'm not like a cabal. I don't want that broadcast, by the way. Like, this whole thing is not, like, it's not a thing that we want a bunch of publicity around. Is just kind of necessary to the process. We don't want people broadcasting it and doing all this shit. That doesn't serve any use of mine. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I understand it, but also we want to see. We want to see. So I'm torn.
You guys do it all day. I just, like, I don't want it, but I'm not in control of Ralph. Who could be?
I get it.
He's a cannonball.
General Ocean Wolf, hey yo, remember that time in the 80s when Tukey taught a young kid from New Jersey karate? TWO for life.
Wax on.
Whatever that means. Call. And then 20 gifted memberships from Sharon C. Thank you, Sharon C. Always very supportive. We appreciate that over at the channels. This is a good question. Does April come?
Of course she does.
Yay!
Like, who wouldn't know that?
Spy report.
Well, Aaron, she said, you know, with Aaron, that it was hit or miss.
Was she getting?
I think it was mostly miss, honestly,
because of the button penis.
Look, I'm not an anatomist.
Can you describe the penis? So, because you said it was like a button, you said it was a nubbin.
Look, at some point. I will describe it, but it'll be funnier using his own words.
Oh no.
No.
What do you mean by that?
Spy report.
You'll just have to wait, and that's too bad. I'm sorry.
He described his dick to you in his own, like, in an insecure way.
I mean, I was standing right there. I could see it at the same time. It's like, it's not like he was just describing it. There was visual confirmation.
Hey, Nick, does your dick, like, you know, come out? Does it ever see a shadow?
Does it ever see a shadow?
Yeah, mine's amazing. It's fantastic. I love it. I have a great relationship with my dick. It's awesome.
Let me put it this way. When you spin a twister board, do you have to draw, like, they have right hand, left hand, right foot, left foot? Do you have to put a penis space in there?
Yeah, I was going to say, my hands and feet don't need to leave the board when I spin the twister dial. Don't worry about it.
Hit the dick button.
Yeah, hit the like button, by the way, for this, everybody. Has Nick ever seen movie Cry? Good one.
Yes. Yes, I have. Absolutely.
What? Can you tell us when?
Several times. Like, there's a whole bunch of them. I don't know. We went through, like, look, I'm not even trying to shit on the guy here. We went through a whole lot. Like, there's a lot going on, and we made some really fucking stupid decisions, and there's a bad timing on basically everything that happened. So if I've seen him cry, yeah, absolutely. Has he seen me cry? Yes, he has, of course. Like, our relationships were in real fucking turmoil, people. Like, these are two marriages that were in really, really, like, as funny as a lot of stuff is here, these are two marriages that were in really, really rough shape.
It's easy. It's easy for the internet to fling shit and think of this as TV and entertainment, but it is. It's like two people's marriages. It's children. It's families, and also like your parents. There's other repercussions too outside of your, you know, your nuclear family. Like
Gordy.
Like, yeah, it is hard. It's hard for like people on the internet just here to laugh to realize that people are like getting wrecked in this.
One thing I want to say, like, because there's a lot of people who say stuff like they'll go and they'll be like, oh, I just pray for the children involved. Thank you. Thank you for praying for the children involved. But the real villain for our children's lives is the state. And the reason the villain for our children's lives is the state is because our children have never seen drugs or been exposed to them in any way. They don't know what they look like. They don't know how to use them. They haven't been through a DARE program. They don't know any of that stuff, and they have not been exposed to them. The state harmed our family way more than any drugs or any alcohol or any bad decisions or Aaron or anything else. And I can't express that enough. All these people, you think you're running to the state, oh, I'm going to save the children. You're not saving shit. Even if our house was a den of degeneracy, which it wasn't, you would have made it worse for the kids, not better. That's really fucking bad. The state is always bad at helping families and children. They're always bad at it. Imagine a blind retard having a meat cleaver and saying he's going to perform surgery on your penis. That's the state. Don't ever do it.
That's what happened to Aaron. Dermbag.
Hold on. Just before that.
Sorry, go ahead.
We've got Nick on the line. We've got April in chat. This is...
Yep.
I don't get this opportunity.
Nick,
very
send
often.
April the link.
So she's... We've long suspected that Aaron fakes donations. Do you or April have any background as to whether or not all the donations are real? When $100 comes in on PayPal, is that real, or does he make them up, or has he been known to make them up?
We know he makes them up.
Honesty on donations is dubious at best. It is not to be trusted.
Spy report.
All right. Sounds good. Dermbag says, Nick, and I'm serious, send the link to April. If she wants to come on, she can. Dermbag, Nick, any info on the Monticello nuclear plant leaking into Toe's tap water and mutating him into the toxic offender?
That definitely happened, yes.
Cowardly Dabbling says, is this Sebastian Bach on the phone? Thank you for being a member.
Probably. I'm sorry if I'm yelling. It's just I don't have my microphone, so I don't know how loud I am.
This is April again in the chat. It was way hotter and more truthful when Aaron was telling y'all I taste like Nick. I taste great. Don't fool yourselves.
Jesus Christ.
April's magic bean. It's a coffee. We know. We know.
Pay $20 for
They've
that.
They've taken it off.
I love her. She's so fucking funny.
Oh my God. This guy's We're getting torn up here, Moody.
Moody, please lose weight. South African white folks get put in crock pot first. Fact.
It's true.
Wait. Never mind. You are not white.
That's right, he's Indian. Right.
Thanks Melton
for saving me the trouble.
Diabetes and being a human manatee. Can he even get erect?
These are hard questions for anybody. Anonymous says Moody's looking
Moody
like,
is looking like a greasy South African Gabe Kaplan with that silly Sharia beard.
You have a Sharia beard?
Gabe Kaplan.
If you have a Sharia Moody. Beard, you're not trying hard
have
enough
you ever
on the
seen
genocide.
Patty cry. Mm-hmm. I know you cried when you saw that slob naked in his hot tub. Yikes.
He's definitely seen me have breakdowns. I don't know if I cried.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen you cry. But I've seen you be distressed before.
You've seen me snap for sure. Yeah. More. This guy's on it.
All should watch the movie Murder by Death. This freak Nick sounds like Truman Capote.
You know Mersh, right, Ricada?
Yeah. Yeah, I hung out with him a couple times. And fun.
Has Truman Capote and Nick ever been seen in the same room?
No.
G-Raw wants to know, does Nick think Aaron was the snitch that got the whole ball rolling for all of this? For the search warrant?
I think he probably was, but I can't prove it.
Got it. April Anderson, $20. I'm the only one with all the answers to these questions. Anyone else but me is just speculating. Send her the link.
Where'd she get $60?
April and Nick to come do a tell-all at Hackamania, and we'll break the bank. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Well, why would I send her the link when that's on the table?
Yeah, no, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, well, I don't expect her to come on today and tell all, you know, but she can come on and say hi if she wants.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like you are. You're not telling all. You're giving us all blue balls about this stuff.
What better place to do it than where it all started in Vegas?
Right, right. This is maybe it's too hard for April to come back. And where it all ended, because this is where they talked about this opening up their relationship, right? So this Vegas really is a genesis and a hard one. I don't know.
That story's changed like 38 times. It's amazing. It's amazing how inconsistent these stories are, and they always just seem to fit whatever thing Aaron needs to talk about in any given moment. It's fucking great.
It's a good point. It will be good. Like, just for April to come out with the counterbalance of telling her side of them and seeing how the stories match up. Because we all know that everybody has their version and the truth is somewhere in the middle. But we'll be able to, like, zone in and hone in on that truth if we can hear everyone's story.
You know what I mean? I cannot wait for April to tell my birthday story.
Oh, no.
What?
That's the story I wanted to start with. I don't want to tell her what to do. I want to hear that story. I want to hear her say it. I love hearing that story. It's one of my favorite stories.
DK, $100. Thank you so much, DK. Just landed. Can't wait to listen back. Hashtag button. Yeah, hit the like button for Aaron's number.
The estate of Truman Capote is tacking action C&D.
Hold on. What was that?
I put this one up because I saw it. It wasn't a super chat.
Is April saying, I'm not made to be muzzled. I'm going to have fun with you all on my terms now. Fair enough. Like, that is fair.
You deserve it.
Hey, girl, what's up? April, can I muzzle you, though? Like, is that okay?
Jesus Christ.
I need to go, though.
Seriously, I want them both to come on this. I just want to hear April and Nick talking to each other. That would get me a half hard.
Half? Give us some credit.
Come on. I said half and I stand by it. Victor Vega, member for a month. This is brilliant. This is all brilliant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I agree. And I think we're caught up. So now we can just free ball. Anything else from this week anybody wanted to discuss or talk about?
There's one thing he said about he was, yeah, I'll share my screen and I'll show it to you.
Please do.
Yeah, let me get there.
Do we know the final total that Johnny got as far as money-wise yesterday?
I have no clue. Well, we'll know what, like, Johnny says or what Aaron says, but who knows, you know, like, what actually. These guys lie for him, you know what I mean? Johnny will go like, you don't have to pay me, man. It's cool. Like, it's fine.
All right, so this is him addressing Keno Casino about something, about a lie that they perpetuate.
Got it.
They're like, oh, yeah, Aaron fakes donations. Didn't he admit that?
And he's come.
No. And I'm like, first of all, if I was doing fake donations,
and he's come.
The last thing I'm going to do is admit it. But second of all, ever since, like, Melton's fans got this whole thing going, which, by the way, Andy, PPP, you guys are repeating a Melton thing. I know how you feel about that guy. You might want to.
Not a good look.
So does anyone want to tell him where another win for the toe comes from? Which has become his tagline.
Tukey made that up. Tukey invented it.
he gaslights himself into thinking that he owns that. You know, like, he also said he was going to stop saying it, and then he just keep saying it.
Went back to saying it. But he said
it was like gloating. He didn't want it to be like, it feels too showy. I'm gonna be done with another win for the toe. You know, we stack wins all the time. I might as well stop pointing them out.
But yeah, that's Aaron. If you're gonna do another one for the toe, that's you're repeating a Melton thing. And I know how you feel about that guy. And
it's not a good maybe. Book.
This is a good point, Moody. What is the weight limit on that chair?
It's like APAR. 300 or 400 pounds. It's huge, so I've got a lot of space.
Leave them alone, you monsters!
Oh, that's remarkable.
You said the secret word.
All right,
thank you, Whitney Stitz.
I need to go, but it's been a very interesting episode. I think.
Nick, any other closing remarks, Nick? We should get out of here and let you get back to tweeting April cryptic shit.
Yeah, I just respond, man. I don't do anything like that. Don't jump at that on me. She's a fucking genius. You guys can't figure her out at all. I love it. I can watch her fuck with you guys all day.
This is all the stuff that Aaron said about her.
No, this is great. This is really great having you. Tukey, you want to plug anything? Or do you got to go right now, Moody? You need to, like, go?
Yeah, I need to go.
All right,
but
go ahead.
All right, you wrap up the show. See you, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Moody.
Anything you wanted to talk about, Tukey? Any last thoughts for today?
No, I mean, obviously there was the whole election live stream and that whole big deal. But I mean, I gave up watching that. Once.
But he made bank. He made $2,000 on that show. Like, that's.
Yeah, but he said at a certain point he was giving all the money.
Did he? Really? So.
No, he made. Look, he made $2,000 and he hasn't made that much since the night you got arrested. That was like his last big bread and butter night. Man, he cashed in like $2,000 that night and he thought, this is the new toe. I'm about to blow up. I'm the new Nick Criqueta, which I think is why he was throwing that broadcast deal around you so much. I think when he hung out with you, he had to big time you somehow because you were a bigger stream and he knew you were kind of into his girl. And I'm sure he knew his girl was kind of into you. So he had to let you know that he's actually a radio guy, which is a real thing, not a YouTube loser.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Like, you gotta... He would tell me about being on the radio all the time. He'd tell these stories. Be like, listen, I come from the old days of radio, and like, you gotta understand, blah, blah, blah. And he'd sit there and tell me about it. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I created an entire genre of entertainment because I wanted to stay home and work less.
Yay!
Aaron wants to go back to work. Aaron's dream is to get back up every morning and go to work.
It's so funny. It's so weird. It's like, why would you do that? Like, oh my God. I wanted to stay home and work more. And I live in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like, I wanted to make more money. So I created something that didn't exist with like the trial streaming and all that shit. And Aaron's in here like, listen, have you heard of this thing called radio? I'm like, the thing that they used to bomb people back in the day, like, that's not important anymore. No one cares. I don't know anybody that's, everybody I know goes, oh, God, I gotta listen to radio. My phone won't connect to the Bluetooth. Like, why do you want to be on that medium? It's dying harder than James Carville.
Okay, hold on. This is another April says, girl paying money to pretend to speak for me is not super cool, but I'm flattered. So hold on, which one's the real April? Moody said he confirmed that was the real April.
We have other Aprils in the chat saying
it's me. I'm the real April. I'm all of this.
We're all April.
I'm like that April. Jennifer Lopez movie, The Cell or whatever. Like that's what's going on here.
We all stand with April.
Scott Richards, Tasca, thank you for being a member for 19 months. Remarkable. I agree. Nick is bulldozing April's trench, says
I was going to say, April doesn't stand after we hang out.
Why is Moody so fat now?
Hold on.
You've already chased him away. Enough with your making fun of him.
Now they're back to insulting me.
Mike David is disgusted by you. You dox his purchases. Good grief. Petty bitch.
This guy's slower than actual merch. All right, we're gonna get out of here. We've been doing it long enough, 2 hours and 40 minutes. Nick, thank you so much for being on. Anything you want to say before you go? I know you've got a lot to say that you can't say, but any other thoughts?
No, thanks for having me on. I just want to remind the entire internet that Aaron goes to my Kiwi Farms thread and then jerks off right after reading it. That's right. Aaron goes and he reads my Kiwi Farms thread over and over and over, page after page after page. When he finally reaches the end, he immediately switches and starts jerking off furiously. And yes, I can prove it, and that's even worse. This poor bastard, I can prove that Aaron Imholt thinks about Nick Riccata and reads about him and then jerks off, and that's what he wants to do.
Hold on,
what a cuck.
You can prove he reads your Kiwi Farm thread and then jerks off.
Yes, I can do it. It's funny.
How do you prove that? He's got video of it, I'm sure.
What?
What a retard. Why would you want to read about me and then jerk off? Just come over and stare at me and jerk off. I'm pretty. I'll let you do it. I don't care.
Jesus fucking Christ. Jordan Bates, his greatest show ever, Free Riccata, or however you spell his silly name. Mm-hmm, good point. Good point. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to get out of here. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, everyone. I don't know what to say after a show like this. Lots to process, I think, is the big takeaway.
Still ramming April's Hot Pocket?
Yeah, are you still ramming April's Hot Pocket?
No, God, I wish. It's awesome.
What? April, bring him. Go over there and break him off a piece.
Wait, so the girlfriend you spoke of earlier was not April?
She's my girlfriend at the time. We're broken up now. It sucks, man. I love her. She's cool.
What?
Wow.
Spy report.
So then, can you confirm or deny, is April on your property? Is she staying on your property anymore?
Docs.
She doesn't live in my house. I don't talk where other people live. Like, I don't want to say anything other than that.
Yay! All right, good enough for me. Nick, thank you very much for taking the time and pissing a
thanks
lot of people
off. Thanks for having me on. It's been fun, man. I come on again.
Yeah, please do. This is going to drive people crazy. I'm going to get...
to April all the time. I'd come on again.
Oh, boy. Tukey, anything you want to plug? You got something tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I'll be dabbling live tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. East, and TukeySoup.com, and clip it. Clip all this.
Clip all of it. This is going to be the weekend hot goss on all the hate sites. Thank you guys very much for being here. This little piggy, we'll see you next week. And maybe Nick will join again. Bye.
Again.
Bye.
How do I do the... Oh, shit. Never going to be able to do this, huh? Do I... Oh!
There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toes slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April's script to Aaron's glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble now. This little piggy's begging for dollars. And this little piggy. Show. Revenge porn to felony. It's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent. His empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat. Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble. Little piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.